10 minutes till Rough Riders baseball.
Let's go! And boo and raise a hullabaloo at the ball game today.
Batter off, strike one.
Hey, the game has just begun, and the home team's out to win.
Merry swing,
strike two.
And the pitch is nipsy too. Genius fastball pop right in.
This is it.
9 minutes till Rough Riders baseball. Minutes till Rough Riders baseball. Minutes till Rough Riders baseball.
You get a shiver in the dark, it's raining in the park. Meantime, sound of the river, you stop and you hold everything. A band is blowing Dixie, double fall time. You feel alright when you hear the music ring. Well, now you step inside, but you don't see too many faces. Coming in out of the rain, they hear the jazz go down. Competition.
6 minutes till Rough Riders baseball.
Growing a lemon tree. I'm gonna burn it down and grow me something better. Yeah, yeah.
Blood on my hands, I'm on the fence, I double down. I swing and I miss, I'm kicking the ribs, in trouble now. Came from the dirt, back in the ground when I die. But I'ma survive, I got my ways. Oh, could you be a little less sour? We're riding by the hour, and my heart's
5 minutes till Rough Riders Baseball. Minutes till Rough Riders Baseball.
Yeah, I've been sipping, I've been buzzing, shooting doubles like it's nothing, all but nothing makes you go away. I need something you prove, something stronger than I'm used to. Yeah, I've been pulling 92 hard, I feel like nothing's gonna cut it, that's the hard truth. That does it. I give them all my money. Ain't nobody selling nothing. You prove something stronger than I'm used to. Yeah, I've been pulling
3 minutes till Rough Riders Baseball. Rough Riders Baseball. Minute till Rough Riders Baseball. Seconds till Rough Riders Baseball.
It's dance time in Texas and we're striking up the band. Let's go honky tonkin', honey, take my hand. It's dance time in Texas where the wine and music flow. We'll do that Texas Tuesday. dip and that old cotton eye joe.
It's time for the Rough Riders pregame show on the Rough Riders Radio Network, featuring interviews with players and coaches, a look around the Texas League, and a closer look at today's game. Let's head out to the ballpark. Here's your host, Zach Bigley. The Rough Riders are back on the road as they start a six-game series in Hodgetown. It's the Amarillo Sod Poodles and your Frisco Rough Riders doing battle for the first game of a six-game series, and we are so happy to have you along here on the Riders Baseball Network. My name is Zach Bigley. Happy to have you as the Rough Riders get set to start off this series, and hopefully it will be a fruitful one for them. This is a very offensive ballpark, and the last time the Rough Riders came here into Hodgetown, they fell 4-2 despite hitting 17 home runs. Head-to-head this season, the Rough Riders and Sod Poodles have played some very good baseball games. Frisco took 5-6 from them back at home, and they are 7-5 head-to-head against the Arizona Diamondbacks affiliate this season. The big key has been the offensive side. The Rough Riders have played better offensively against the Sod Poodles than any other team this season, out-homering them in their 12 head-to-head games, 29-8. And an over 1,000 OPS as a team for the Rough Riders against Amarillo this year. That's going to be very important in today's pitching matchup that brings two headline guys in their respective organizations to the hill. It's Blake Walston, the number 2 pitching prospect and the number 5 overall prospect for Amarillo, against Jack Leiter, the number 1 prospect in the Texas Rangers organization, who takes the hill for Frisco today. These two very familiar with each other as they faced off a couple different times so far this season. Jack Leiter's looking to amend what was a tough start his last time in this building, allowing 7 runs over his 5 innings and a couple homers as well. His last time out, though, he pitched well against Amarillo, allowing 3 runs over 5 innings with 4 strikeouts and an eventual 6-5 Rough Riders win. Both these pitchers have had very similar seasons this year. Jack Leiter has come on well as of late with a 3.72 ERA in his last 6 starts. Blake Walston got off to a really slow start, and he's been good over his last 6 starts, 4-0 with a 2.16 ERA during that stretch as well. So both these pitchers, both top prospects, both former first-round picks, and both guys trying to amend what was a very tough start to their respective season. We're really excited for a very good pitching matchup in a very offensive park here at Hodgetown, which is played as the most offensive park in minor league baseball this year, and definitely the most here in the Texas League, as teams combined are hitting almost 330 here in this ballpark with a ton of home runs. We'll dig into the numbers a little bit more as we go on, not only in today's broadcast, but throughout the week. But expect a lot of balls floating over the walls here at Hodgetown, and expect a whole lot of offense no matter who it comes from. The Rough Riders are coming off a series victory 4-2 over Wichita last week, and Amarillo coming off a series split on the road against Corpus Christi. Both these teams vying for a playoff spot down the stretch in the second half, with Frisco tied with Midland atop the second half standings in the Texas League South. Amarillo not far behind, just 2 back of the Rough Riders and the Rockhounds in the second half. It's game number 51 of the second half, game number 120 of the 2022 season. We're happy to bring it to you here from Hodgetown, and we will have the first pitch coming up at 5 the top of the hour in downtown Amarillo. Before that, though, we caught up with Mark Peterson, the data analyst and assistant coach for the Rough Riders. He's been the first base coach for a majority of the second half of the season, and really good to catch up with him and get some more insight here on this Rough Riders club. He'll join us on the other side of the break as the pregame show rolls along. Rough Riders and Sod Poodles getting set for first pitch here in Amarillo. It's coming up at 6:05. Mark Peterson joins us on the other side of the break here on the Riders Baseball Network.
Hey, Riders fans. Looking for help cleaning your home or business? From exterior building pressure washing to sidewalk pressure washing and even high-rise window cleaning, the pressure washing professionals at Ecolux Texas can clean almost anything. With Ecolux, you can always count on friendly service and amazing results that keep your property clean and shining like new. For more information, please visit EcoluxTX.com or call 972-439-0137 for a free estimate today.
Put yourself in the game at your next Riders outing in the InTouch Home Run Terrace. located above the left field wall. This covered seating area is a great option to enjoy the cover comfort of a ball game for your entire group. Watch out for the long ball.
Deep to left field. Gone!
Grab your spot while they're available at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com. Home run. Let's ride.
Hey fans, Victor Rojas, Frisco Rough Riders General Manager here, reminding you that we can provide you the best night for you and your groups at Riders Field. Whether it's a fun night out with some friends or a company outing, spend your night with us for some great food and baseball. Don't miss your opportunity. Call 972-334-1993 or visit us online at ridersbaseball.com to learn more about all of our offers and flexible payment methods. Never miss a second of the excitement of Riders Baseball. Let's ride!
Welcome back to the pregame show. We're joined by Mark Peterson, who's the data analyst for the Rangers here with the Rough Riders. He's done first base coaching as well for the Rough Riders, and we're in Hodgetown. This has been a place where it's an extremely offensive ballpark. When you look at this ballpark with the Rough Riders trying to make a playoff push, how important is this series especially?
Well, it's exciting, and you know, coming back to this place after the first time up where we had a game, you know, couldn't believe we played a two-hour game in this ballpark. I think our shortest one of the year, but I expect a lot of offense this week, and it's really how can we get our guys. We extended for some of our relief pitchers last week to try to, you know, in anticipation for some long innings, and you know, unfortunately probably some big innings on both sides, but it's exciting. I think it's gonna be I think it's a team that we match up well against, especially offensively, and hopefully we have the edge in that department.
We saw that 2 weeks ago when the Rough Riders took 5 of 6 from this very same team. Now, that was at home, but given that, do you like the matchup a little bit better knowing that they just took 5 of 6?
Yeah, I do, and I think we're playing really good baseball right now. I think the guys have come on strong after a week in Corpus that was kind of below our standards as a whole, but the way that we went out and took 4 out of 6 from Wichita, that was an eye-opener. I think we're ready to make a push and really kick Amarillo out of this race and hopefully push ahead of Midland.
I think the offense could really love opening up here a little bit after some struggles against Wichita last week. Now, for you personally, as a first base coach, how do you kind of see your duties kind of evolve over the course of this year from doing the data analyst side of things and now coaching a lot of first?
Yeah, this is actually where I made my pro debut here at Hodgetown. So this is going to always have a place in my heart, no doubt, but yeah, responsibilities wise, it's my day-to-day hasn't changed too much, really staying with all the player development goals that we're trying to hit and making sure everything's running smoothly with numbers that we're trying to collect throughout the games and throughout practice. That side hasn't changed, but just really been reaching out, kind of building more deeper relationships with Jared Getter, kind of being in his back pocket, asking some strategy questions from him, learning from Jeff, who's been around the game for 40 plus years. There's just some knowledge in there that like you can't see or you can't read in a textbook or a website. Like that's really just like the in-game feel, some of that stuff that I want to soak in as much as possible, and luckily the Rangers and the staff here has given me the opportunity to do so.
Coach Mark Peterson, our guest, what's the key to coaching first base?
A lot of pointing, waving, and yelling go 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 or back back back. Honestly, it's really making sure that these guys, you know, almost to sound like a broken record, like repeating a lot of the simple things like how many outs there are, what the count is if they're running or they're not running here, making sure they don't miss anything, just because sometimes when, you know, guys get on the base pass, they can for some reason go brain dead, and so even if they get annoyed with you saying the same thing over and over, you just gotta make sure, you know, when there's a two out fly ball hit to the gap, they're not standing there trying to tag up or something.
Now, on the offensive side and the pitching side, too, we've seen a lot of turnover for this team over the last, I guess, couple months. Building relationships is such an important part of your job with these guys. And so when you have so many guys that are coming in that are new, and you had some of them last year in Hickory, how important is that building that new relationship?
Oh, it's monumentous with, you know, how you start out with these guys and building their trust. Because if you just walk up to a guy and I start rattling off a bunch of numbers or something at him, like, and I don't know anything about him. I don't know what his family is. Like, he's gonna take what I say and just kind of brush it off his shoulder. So first things first, you got to get to know the person. I think in this game, that gets lost on people who, you know, maybe the casual fan who isn't in it on the day-to-day grind, I would say, like, you got to remember these guys are people first. They're not just baseball players. It's what they do, but it's not who they are. And so that's how I approach anybody that comes to that locker room, whether it's, you know, a 28, 30-year-old veteran who's either making a rehab stint or is just trying to, you know, prolong his journey, or it's a, you know, 20-year-old Acuna, kind of rising star, guys like that who just pop up and they're ready to go and they're very green. But, yeah, that's how I approach it, every new guy that comes in there.
Mark Peterson, our guest coach for the Rough Riders. Now, you mentioned the grind. We have 2 days left in August, and then we're into the home stretch in September, which is nuts that we're to this point already. But how important is your role to make sure these guys stay focused and don't get burned out down the stretch, because, you know, you can see that finish line in sight?
Yeah, I think try to keep it light. I think as the youngest member of the staff, I connect in a different way than some of the other coaches can, so I have different relationships with these guys in a certain way. And for me, it's really just making sure I, at this point, dumb it down to what they need to know, keep it simple for these guys and don't overload them, because at this point their bodies are, you know, at the point of kind of ready for a break, and they're getting tired. Mentally, it's a grind. Like August, September, dog days. Like, thankfully we're in this playoff push because it helps with the, you know, kind of keeps the mind right. But for me, I think I just try to keep these guys loose as much as possible in conversations, make sure they're feeling good, checking in with them. At this point in the year, it's really, hey, how can we finish out strong, and a couple of things that we can maybe tweak as we head into the offseason.
He's Mark Peterson. Happy birthday, by the way.
Thank you.
Your 12th,
thank you.
12th birthday, right?
Yeah, 12th birthday. Yep, just about. Yeah, I guess it's a golden birthday, so 26 on the 26th, so only downhill from here, but you know, at least that's what they keep telling me. But
hey, we'll try to finish it out strong for you. Mark,
great.
Thanks for joining us.
Of course, Zach, anytime.
We'll return after this on the Riders Baseball Network.
Start your weekend early at Riders Field. New this season, celebrate Thirsty Thursday with the Blue Norther Hard Seltzer Rowdy at the River. $25 gets you general admission into a Riders Thursday home game and into the biggest Lazy River party in baseball. Enjoy a live DJ, $2 domestic drafts, and $2 Blue Norther Hard Seltzers, and the best view of the ball game.
Splash into the Lazy River.
All for just $25. Visit ridersbaseball.com for more info today. Let's ride.
Baseball requires balance at the plate and on the plate to win. That's why winning players choose Better Balance, the new meat alternative that's 100% plant-based deliciousness. Players don't want to give up on taste to eat healthier. That's one reason why we created Better Balance, to provide healthy and tasty options that both vegetarians and carnivores will love. Try Better Balance now at the ballpark and soon at better retailers nearby. Better Balance. Nutritious. Delicious. Delightful.
Hey, sports fans, do you want astounding entertainment with the best technology at your fingertips? Get up to 1 gig internet and take on digital TV from Astound Broadband. Surf, stream, binge, or work from home with ultra-fast internet speeds. Watch all of your favorite shows or catch up on the shows you missed with digital TV. All from Astound. Get in the game by calling 1-800-4-ASTOUND. Experience speeds may vary and are not guaranteed. Certain restrictions apply. Call Astound for details.
Let's head back out to the ballpark on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Welcome back to Hodgetown as we get you set for first pitch between the Rough Riders and Sod Poodles in the opener of this six-game series. Let's go through the starting lineups for both teams, and we start with the Frisco Rough Riders as announced by Jared Gettert in his second year at the helm of the Rough Riders. Jonathan Ornelas starts it off. Then it's Aaron Zavala in right field, coming off a two walk-off week at home against Wichita. And Justin Foscue hits third. He's at second base for the Rough Riders. Middle third, it's Blaine Crim, the DH. Luis Angel Acuna is the shortstop, and Kellen Strom is out in left field. And the bottom third of the order, Josh Stowers in center. Franmer Chavez at first base, and Scott Capers does the catching today, the 9 for the Rough Riders. Once again, it's Ornelas, Zavala, Foscue, Crim, Acuna, Strom, Stowers, Chavez, and Capers. Starting 9 for Frisco. On the other side for Amarillo, as announced by Sean Roof, the head man for the Sod Poodles, it's Jorge Barrosa leads it off in center. Jordan Lawler, the number 3 prospect in the organization, is at shortstop. He's making his home debut tonight and hitting second, while Leandro Cedeno, the home run leader in the Texas League with 29 DHs and hits third. Tristan English cleans things up at first base. Blaze Alexander, the third baseman, hits fifth, and Eduardo Diaz is out in left field. He's in spot number six in the lineup. And the bottom third, it's Robbie Enriquez in right field, Tim Tawa at second base, and Juan Centeno is the catcher in the ninth spot for Amarillo. Once again, it's Barroso, Lawler, Cedeno, English, Alexander, Diaz, Enriquez, Tawa, and Centeno. Both teams in a playoff push. Rough Riders on top of the South. Amarillo just two games back, and we are set for a very pivotal series. It's the third-to-last series of the season for both these clubs. Blake Walston, Jack Leiter should be a very fun pitching matchup, and we're excited to bring it to you here on the Riders Baseball Network. We'll step aside for the national anthem. Be right back to Hodgetown after this.
Hey fans, do you know your Mud Hens from your Trash Pandas? Then play Minor League Rundown, the official free-to-play game of Minor League Baseball, and compete for tickets and game day experiences. Rundown is made for masters of ballpark trivia. Playing is free and easy on any mobile device. Just head on over to www.ballyplay.com to sign up and play. Return for each open round to vie for more prizes, including the grand prize, to attend Championship Weekend in Las Vegas this October. It's never been this fun to get caught in a rundown.
Rough Riders fans, the Texas Rangers' future is here on MILB.TV.
Back in the wall, goodbye!
With every home and away game streamed live, the only way to watch the Riders on any device this season is on MILB.TV.
Swing and a miss, he struck him out. Rough Riders win!
Use promo code Rough Riders at checkout to save $10 on a yearly subscription. Visit MILB.TV for details today.
Are back-to-school supplies showing up a little too early on the shelves? Ornelas on his way home, and he scores! Not ready to give up the long ball? Back to the warning track at the wall. It's gone!
Way out of here and gone!
Don't want the strikeouts to end? Swing and a miss. He struck him out with a curveball. Then head to RidersBaseball.com and order your tickets today before the summer's long gone. Let's ride.
That ball's long gone!
On Friday and Saturday nights, the Stars won't be the only thing big and bright in North Texas. Join the Rough Riders for Firework Fridays and Skylit Saturdays. Along with baseball, the Riders will set off an incredible fireworks display after the game that fans of all ages can enjoy. Come join us for all the explosive fun.
Back in the wall, goodbye!
For tickets and information, visit RidersBaseball.com or call 972-334-1993. Let's ride!
The Frisco Rough Riders are proud to partner with Minor League Baseball and Copa de la Diversión in 2022. For four games this season, the Riders will take the field at Los Quesos Frisco. Grab your Copa gear at the Riders Outpost and wear it with your Riders players for four home games this season. More information at RidersBaseball.com. Let's ride!
Hey Riders fans, looking for help cleaning your home or business? From exterior building pressure washing to sidewalk pressure washing and even high-rise window cleaning, the pressure washing professionals at Ecolux Texas can clean almost anything. With Ecolux, you can always count on friendly service and amazing results that keep your property clean and shining like new. For more information, please visit EcoluxTX.com or call 972-439-0137 for a free estimate today.
And now it's time for another presentation of Rough Riders Baseball on the Riders Baseball Network.
Watley with the tag. They got him.
Ornelas on his way home, and he scores.
2-1. High fly ball out into right field. Incoming Lazy River.
He offers in the 2-2. Swing and a miss. He struck him out with a curveball.
Got him at 98 for the backwards K.
Deep down the left field line. Forget it. Way out of here.
The temptation.
The Rough Riders are proud AA affiliates of the Texas Rangers since 2003.
At the wall. Makes the catch.
Way out of here and gone.
He went around. Strike three and the Riders win.
And now let's head out to the ballpark for the call of tonight's game. Here's Zach Bigley.
Hell, I'll never mind.
It's game one of an all-important series between the Rough Riders and the Sod Poodles, with playoff implications on the line as we get down the stretch And towards September in the 2022 season, Jonathan Ornelas is in from the right side, and the first pitch of the game is at the knees for a called strike, and we are underway at Hodgetown. 6:06 with the game's first pitch on what is an overcast but nonetheless very pleasant day for baseball in the Texas Panhandle. Here's the windback by Blake Walston, the left-hander, and he fires in. That one's just low of the zone, and it's one ball and one strike on Ornelas leading off the ballgame. 84 degrees our first pitch temperature here in Amarillo. 86 our feels like. And cloud cover up above. Walston peels back the 1-1. Ground ball to the left side, scooped up by Blaze Alexander at third. Takes a curl hop and slings it across the diamond in time to get Ornelas. Well, Johnny retired to begin the ball game, and here's Aaron Zavala for Frisco. 12-mile-an-hour winds blowing in from center field. It's a ballpark that the wind usually blows out and carries a lot of balls with it. Walston, the left-hander, he's making another start against the Rough Riders. Fires in the first pitch, and it fits on the inside corner at the knees for a called strike, and it's 0-1 to Zavala. Walston making his fourth start head-to-head against Frisco, and he's pitched really well. 2-0 with a 2.37 ERA. He rocks in the 0-1. Bottom of the zone for a called strike, and it's 0-2. Can't ask for a much better start to his Double-A career for Aaron Zavala. Through 14 games, hitting .408 with two homers and 12 runs batted in. The pitch. Swing and a miss. Struck him out. One upstairs to the fastball. And he picks up his second strikeout. Or his second out, I should say. First strikeout of the ball game. Two outs in the first inning. No score for Justin Foscue. Aaron Zavala coming off a walk-off single in the series finale on Sunday against Wichita. Justin Foscue stands in now, hitting .281, 10 homers, 60 runs batted in on the year. Here's the windback by Walston in the pitch. High fly ball into left field and shallow. Diaz coming in. He's under it, and he makes the catch, and it's an easy 1-2-3 first inning for Blake Walston. Only 7 pitches, and 6 of them for strikes for Walston. Jack Leiter to the hill when we come back. Scoreless to the bottom half of the first on the Riders Baseball Network.
If you're suffering from knee or hip arthritis, the resulting pain can keep you from activities you love. Mako Smart Robotics is an innovative solution for many suffering from arthritis. Mako uses 3D CT-based planning software so your surgeon can know more about your anatomy to create a personalized joint replacement surgical plan, helping you get back to the things you love quicker, like rooting on your favorite hometown team. Learn more at makosmartrobotics.com. All surgery carries risk. See your orthopedic surgeon to discuss your potential benefits and risks. Not all patients will have the same postoperative recovery and activity level. Individual results vary.
Hey, sports fans, do you want astounding entertainment with the best technology at your fingertips? Get up to 1 gig internet and take on digital TV from Astound Broadband. Surf, stream, binge, or work from home with ultra-fast internet speeds. Watch all of your favorite shows or catch up on the shows you missed with digital TV, all from Astound. Get in the game by calling 1-800-4-ASTOUND. Experience speeds may vary and are not guaranteed. Certain restrictions apply. Call Astound for details.
In baseball, a winning pitcher looks for the right balance of pitches to dominate hitters. And now, pitchers and fans alike can find the right balance at the table as well with Better Balance, the new meat alternative that's 100% plant-based deliciousness. Players don't want to give up on taste to eat healthier. That's one reason why we created Better Balance, to provide healthy and tasty options that both vegetarians and carnivores will love. Try Better Balance now at the ballpark and soon at better retailers nearby. Better Balance. Nutritious. Delicious. Delightful.
With the love. Let's get back to the game on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
With the love.
Jack Leiter on the mound for the Rough Riders as we go to the bottom of the first inning. No score from Hodgetown. Zach Bigley alongside you. Very happy to have you as Jack Leiter makes his fourth start against Amarillo. First pitch on the way to Jorge Barrosa. It's right down the heart of the plate for a called strike, and it's 0-1. Rough Riders sat down in 1-2-3 fashion in the first on just 7 pitches. Leiter, the 0-1 toss. Slider catches the outside corner for a strike, and it's 0-2 quickly on Barrosa. And now Leiter tries to follow suit of Blake Walston. Leiter, the number one pitching prospect, the number two overall prospect in the Rangers organization. He looks over the top of his glove, nods yes at the sign in the 0-2. High off the outside corner, and it's one ball and two strikes. This season, 3-9 with a 5.35 ERA. He's making his 21st appearance and his 20th start of the year. 1-2. High and outside, missing with the slider, 2-2. 79 innings on the year, 94 strikeouts for the right-hander to 46 walks. He's allowed 9 home runs on the year. 2-2. Off the outside corner, missing with a fastball at 93. 3 balls and 2 strikes. It's Jorge Barrosa, Jordan Lawler, and Leandro Cedeno, the 3 due up against Jack Leiter in this first inning. He's gone full on Barrosa. Glove over his hat, he fires in. Strike 3 called, got him at the knees. A fastball from Jack Leiter, and he picks up his first strikeout on the first batter he faces. Perfectly located pitch, knee-level heater from Leiter. Here's Jordan Lawler, the number 3 prospect for the Diamondbacks. He's making his home debut. Leiter delivers home. Misses up and in with a 96-mile-an-hour fastball, and it's one ball and no strikes. Jordan Lawler, just 20 years old. Leiter winds back in the 1-0. Down low off the outside corner, misses in the dirt with another fastball, and it's two balls, no strikes. First round selection back in 2021. A couple 2021 draft picks facing off against each other. As Leiter rocks back in the 2-0. Ground ball chopped to the left side. Backhanded stop at short by Acuna. He slings a throw across, and it's in time to get Lawler hustling down the line. 2 outs. Acuna showing off the strong arm, not even a step on a ball in the hole. A backhanded stop and just firing it across. Here's Leandro Cedeno, a guy you got to be very careful with. 29 home runs. He's hitting .315 with 90 RBIs. He leads the league in homers and RBIs, and he's gunning for that triple crown, hitting .315. Leiter's first pitch. Watches a slider, make it a curveball low and away, and it's one ball and no strikes. Cedeno has absolutely mashed here at home in Hodgetown. The 1-0 pitch. Low and away, and it's two balls, no strikes. Cedeno hitting .342 with 14 home runs and an over 1,000 OPS here at home. Leiter looks over the top of his glove and rocks in the 2-0. And it misses down in the dirt off the outside corner, and it's three balls and no strikes. Defense behind Leiter looks like this. It's Kellen Strom in left, Josh Stowers in center, and Aaron Zavala in right field. Jonathan Ornelas plays third, Luis Angel Acuna at short, Justin Foscue at second, Freiner Chavez is at first base. The pitch. It's right down the heart of the plate for a strike with a fastball, and he's back in it at 3-1. Scott Capers does the catching for Jack Leiter tonight. Right-hander ready to go, and he offers in the 3-1 pitch to Cedeno. Swing and a miss, 3-2. Fastball by him at 95. This is a very dangerous lineup, but any lineup is made even more dangerous by this ballpark, where a lazy fly ball can carry out. 3-2. Fouled straight back, and it's still three balls, two strikes. 325 down the left field line, about the same down the right field line, but a short porch in right field, right in front of a grassy berm, and it jets out into right center where it's only 375, and the ball can really carry out to that general area. Leiter tries the 3-2 pitch again. Swing and a miss, struck him out. Got him with the slider off the outside corner, and Jack Leiter has a couple strikeouts in a 1-2-3 first inning. No runs, hits, errors, nobody left on base. We roll to the top of the second inning. Rough Riders and Sod Poodles scoreless on the Riders Baseball Network.
Hi, I'm Dennis Jenkins. Did you know that ABC Home and Commercial Services offers not only pest control services, but also lawn care and maintenance, irrigation, landscaping, plumbing, heating and air conditioning, handyman services, and pool services? ABC's been serving Texas for over 70 years. Find us on the web at goanteater.com. At ABC, it's not just about what we do, it's also about who we are.
ABC Home and Commercial Services. At Primrose Schools, a child's first years are our first priority. From infants to 5 years, high-quality early learning education and care means health and safety always come first. In classrooms with low student-to-teacher ratios and a thoughtful balance of play and structure, guided by teachers who nurture your child's natural curiosity, inspiring a lifelong love of learning. Visit primroseschools.com/DFW to schedule your tour today.
Carpetech safely cleans and repairs all types of area rugs. For a limited time, when you clean one rug, we'll clean a second rug at half off. With decades of experience, Carpetech has mastered the art of rug cleaning, a process that requires a state-of-the-art facility, specialized equipment, and deep knowledge to effectively clean and restore even the most precious Persian or heirloom rugs. Our rug cleaning sale ends soon, so give us a call for a free estimate at 972-540-5142.
Time for the top of the second inning here on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Blaine Crim to start things off for the Rough Riders as we go to the top of the second inning. Rough Riders send 4, 5, and 6 up against Blake Walston. Left-hander winds back and fires. Breaking ball settles on the outside corner for a strike, and it's 0-1. Blake Walston only needed 7 pitches, 6 of them for strikes. To get through the first inning, the pitch. Crim sends a high fly ball into shallow left center field. Jordan Lawler, the shortstop, is out. He's under it to make the catch. And there's one away. That brings Luis Angel Acuna up to the plate, and once again, it's a very short at-bat for Blake Walston on the mound. Just 2 pitches to Blaine Crim. Walston averaged over a strikeout an inning against the Rough Riders head-to-head in his 3 starts. Here's the first pitch to Acuna. Ground ball foul at the plate, and it's 0-1. But he hasn't been much of a strikeout guy, even with that, against the Rough Riders. He's been able to go deep in ball games because he's had to have at-bats like this where the Rough Riders are attacking against him early. He peels and offers home. High off the outside corner, and it's 1-1. Scoreless as we play in the top of the second inning with 1 out and the bases clear. Walston has had a much harder time here at home, like most pitchers. The offering in. High off the outside corner, and it's 2-1. Walston, an ERA just shy of 7 here at home, where it's 4.5 on the road. But all that is put into a little bit of perspective when you look at his last month and a half. 2-1. Fouled back behind home. The catcher, Centeno, over towards the Rough Riders dugout, and he can't make the play. Into the Riders' dugout, and it's 2-2. When you look at Walston's last 6 starts, coming off by far his worst start of the year, he has been magical. A 2.16 ERA and 4-0 with 44 strikeouts over 33 1/3. He winds here in the 2-2. Hard liner through the right side for a base hit, scooting into right center field, and that one gets past everyone and all the way to the wall. Acuna up to second. He's content with a double, and he stops with the first hit of the ballgame on either side. A 2-bagger for Luis Angel Acuna, his 5th year at the AA level, and Kellen Strom makes his way to the plate. Well, they were playing him to the pole side on the infield, and that was a hard shot at 107 off the bat, the opposite way, right to where the second baseman would normally play. But because he was shifted almost behind the second base bag, he couldn't get to it, and that one just kept going into the alley. So here's Kellen Strom now. No score, and Walston goes from the stretch with Acuna at second. First pitch. Strom takes a letter-high fastball for a strike, and it's 0-1. Well, Walston, that start that he had that was by far the worst of his season. It would be the worst of the season for a lot of players. He kicks the 0-1. Breaking ball hit in the air down the right field line. A long run for Enriquez still coming towards the line. Can't get it. It drops in and bounces up and into the stands for a ground rule double. Acuna comes in to score from second, and the Rough Riders grab a 1-0 lead. An opposite field ground rule double for Kellen Strom, his 14th double of the year, and he knocks in his 32nd run. And that's how the Rough Riders get on the scoreboard. A back-to-back 2-baggers. In very different fashion. A laser beam off the bat of Acuna, and then Kellen Strom scooping it down the right field line, just dropping in fair and bouncing up into the stands in foul territory down the right field line. Kellen Strom's aboard at second for Josh Stowers. Here's the stretch and the pitch on the way. It's right down the heart of the plate with a fastball for a strike, and it's 0-1. Rough Riders continuing to be aggressive against Walston. He's ready from the stretch. And he delivers home to Stowers. High off the outside corner, and it's 1-1. That tough start came back on July 13th here at home against San Antonio, in which he went 3 1/3 innings, allowing 10 runs on 12 hits. The left-hander delivers in the 1-1. High off the outside edge again. 2-1 as a curveball slipped out of his hand. Rough Riders would love to do that kind of thing to Blake Walston, as they're able to just score their 6th run head-to-head against him this year. 1-0, Frisco leads it in the second. The pitch. Ground ball the opposite way. Left side, the second baseman, Tawa, has it. And he throws on to first to get Stowers. That advances Strom to third base on the ground ball to the right side of the infield. Beg your pardon. And there are two outs. Here's Franier Chavez. We always have to say it at least once a broadcast here in Hodgetown, where we are located is not behind home plate where we would normally be in most stadiums. We are actually located down the right field line here in Hodgetown with our broadcast location. We're about 50 feet past the first base bag down the right field line. Pitch into Chavez. Takes a breaking ball away, and it's 1-0. So if we look straight out, we're looking just past as far as the infield dirt goes into the outfield. 1-0. Catches the outside corner for a strike, and it's 1-1. So it makes things a little bit difficult, especially here in the first game of the series, but get used to it as you go along. Appreciate you sticking with us. 1-1 on Chavez. Pitch in. He swings, lines it the opposite way down the line. It drops in fair. Strom in to score from third. Chavez on his way to second. He stops right there. It's the third double of the inning for Frisco, and they lead 2-0. Franier Chavez with a double the opposite way down the right field line. And how about this? The Rough Riders, all kinds of two-baggers against Blake Walston. Fourth hit in a Rough Riders uniform for Chavez. He's now 4-9. And here's Scott Capers. 2-0. Rough Riders out in front. Here's the look in from Walston. And he's ready from the stretch. First pitch on the way to Capers. A swing and a foul off the catcher Centeno, and it's 0-1. 2-0, Frisco leads it in the top of the second with two outs and a runner at second. Luis Angel Acuna, Kellen Strom, and now Franier Chavez, all with doubles in the inning. Walston from the stretch, and he kicks it in. A line drive to center field, dropping quickly, and it falls in front of Barossa for a base hit. Chavez in to score, and the Rough Riders lead 3-0. RBI single, Scott Capers from the 9 spot. And the Rough Riders are opening it up here in the second. An RBI base not for Scott Capers, his 6th hit in a Rough Riders uniform, and his first Rough Riders RBI. Big hit for Scott Capers, and we'll see a mound visit from the pitching coach, Shane Lowe. A chat with Blake Walston. That's the first single of the game for the Rough Riders. Now 3 doubles and 1 single. Frisco has not had a home run since game 1 of the series in Wichita a week ago. They have 1 home run in their last 10 ball games. And they've gone 57 innings without a home run, but they'll certainly take these 3 hits and 3 make it 4 hits and 3 runs in the second. Lowe back to the dugout after the mound visit. And here's Jonathan Ornelas at the top of the card. Ornelas grounded out to third his first time up. Here's the look in and the pitch on the way. Strike at the bottom of the zone, 0-1. Walston, who needed just seven pitches in that first inning, is about to throw his 20th pitch of the second. He readies in the 0-1 pitch. Breaking ball, outside corner for a strike, and it's 0-2. And that's the good thing if you're looking from Walston's perspective, is that the Rough Riders are attacking very early in the count still in the second. They're picking up hits, though, and runs, so that's not good from Walston's perspective, but his pitch count is still relatively low. 0-2 pitch. Ornelas takes in the dirt. 1-2. Rough Riders opening up an early run. And early run scoring opportunities here in this ballgame, but as we'll learn, no lead is safe in this building. Rough Riders earlier this year certainly learned that. Here's the stretch. And the 1-2 pitch. Ornelas lines it to short. Caught by Jordan Lawler, chest high. And there's the final out. A hard hit ball from Ornelas, but right at the shortstop Lawler. Side comes to a close. Three runs across, though, on four hits, no errors, and one runner left on base. Bottom two coming up, 3-0. Rough Riders out in front on the Riders Baseball Network.
Baseball managers build balance in their lineup with the right combination of power and finesse to field a winning team. Fans can find balance on the plate with Better Balance, the new meat alternative that's 100% plant-based deliciousness. No one wants to give up on taste to eat healthier. That's one reason why we created Better Balance, to provide healthy and tasty options that both vegetarians and carnivores will love. Try Better Balance now at the ballpark and soon at better retailers nearby. Better Balance, nutritious, delicious, delightful.
Are back-to-school supplies showing up a little too early on the shelves?
Ornelas on his way home, and he scores!
Not ready to give up the long ball?
Back to the warning track at the wall. It's gone!
Way out of here and gone!
Don't want the strikeouts to end?
Swing and a miss. He struck him out with a curveball.
Then head to RidersBaseball.com and order your tickets today before the summer's long gone. Let's ride.
That ball's long gone.
Make the family trip to Riders Field worthwhile with the A&W Family Fun Sunday Pack. Along with Kids Sunday Funday at Riders Field, order your A&W Family Fun Sunday Pack to get four tickets to a Frisco Rough Riders Sunday home game, as well as an A&W Family Fun Root Beer Float Kit.
Deep down the left field line, forget it. Way out of here.
Choose your four seats between home plate or lawn seating, starting at $48. Get yours today at RidersBaseball.com. Let's ride.
Let's head back out to the ballpark on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Jack Leiter takes the hill with a Rough Riders lead of 3-0 in the bottom of the second inning on three run scoring hits. First pitch on the way of the inning is in there with a slider for a strike, and it's 0-1 on Tristan English, the first baseman. It's English, Alexander, and Diaz here in the second inning. Leiter's 0-1. Another slider, this one low of the zone in the dirt. It's actually the curveball, and it's one ball and one strike. Rough Riders with RBI doubles from Kellen Strom, Frainer Chavez, and Scott Capers with an RBI single. 1-1. English swings, grounds it out to short. Acuna vacuums it in, throws sidearm across the diamond, and it's in time for the first out of the second. 16 pitches for Leiter in the first, just 8 of them for strikes. Went 3-2 on both Jorge Barrosa and Leandro Cedeño. Faces Blaze Alexander here. We've seen pitch efficiency get a lot better for Jack Leiter as he rolls along here in this season. First pitch, Alexander sprays it foul right side. It's 0-1. When you look at Jack Leiter in his season, still an inchoate pitcher. Only a work in progress. We've seen the strides. The 0-1. Inside pitch. And it's just a little bit too inside. One ball and one strike. Leiter over his last six games, a 3.72 ERA. The 1-1. Breaking ball, cut on and missed. Good-looking curve. And it's 1-2. Tying a season high and career high with his eight strikeouts in his last start. Leiter peels back in the 1-2. Breaking ball, tapped foul, third base side. It hit off of his left foot. And out into fair territory, and it's still one ball and two strikes. It's been one of the real pleasures of this season for a lot of Rangers fans and a lot of Rough Riders fans alike, watching Jack Leiter get better and better every single start from his and the struggles of May and June. The pitch aligned into right field, and that drops in for a base hit. Aaron Zavala plays it up into the belly and gets it back in. Plays Alexander, who's hitting over 330 at home this year. Lines an opposite field single to the right side for his first hit of the day and the first hit by any sod poodle today. 3-0, Rough Riders lead it. Bottom of the second inning with one out and a runner aboard, and here's Eduardo Diaz. Diaz, a .261 hitter, 11 homers and 67 runs batted in. He's played in just shy of 100 games this year. The pitch, curveball low of the zone, bounces in the dirt, and it's one ball and no strikes. Jack Leiter striking out eight batters twice this season, both actually against the Wichita Wind Surge. Did it at home in his last start last week. Pins the ball behind his back, peers in for the sign with his back parallel to the mound. 1-0. Rip and a miss and a high fastball at 94, and it's 1-1. One of the biggest strides that he's made has been that fastball command. At times, it was a little all over the place, and the walks have still been probably higher than you'd like to see over the last month. He's ready from the stretch, and the 1-1 pitch will have to wait a throw over to first before that, and Alexander's back in safely ahead of the pickoff attempt. Over his last six games, he's struck out 32 in 29 innings, but also he's walked 16. The fastball command has been much better, and a lot of those walks have been competitive at-bats that he loses at the end. Stretch, and the right-hander's 1-1. High of the zone, miss with a slider. Two balls and one strike. And if you go back to the college days, that's always been a big point of emphasis for Leiter is his command, and it's something he continues to work on. He stretches. 2-1. High fly ball to right field, chasing Zavala back to the warning track, and he's there to make the catch. Given a ride the opposite way by Diaz, and that one nearly got out of here. Leiter, a deep fly out for the second out. We talked about it before, and we'll continue to talk about it throughout the series. Anything in the air, you kind of hold your breath. The tendency to carry on out of here is we're at 3,650 feet of elevation here in Hodgetown. The ball just travels. Robbie Enriquez stands in. Guy who has just murdered pitching here at home. A wide open stance from the left side, and the right-hander's first pitch. Fastball catches at the knees for a strike. 0-1. 3-0, Rough Riders lead it, bottom half of the second. On the season, Enriquez is having a great year, hitting .333, but at home he's hitting .374. Leiter pitches. Tapped on the ground, left side, make it right side of the infield. Foscue has it, chest high, throws on to first and gets him for the final out of the second inning. So a ground out to second base. Justin Foscue takes care of it. It's no runs on one hit, no errors, and one runner left on base. Top three coming up. Rough Riders lead 3-0 over the Sod Poodles on the Riders Baseball Network.
Hey fans, do you know your Mud Hens from your Trash Pandas? Then play Minor League Rundown, the official free-to-play game of Minor League Baseball, and compete for tickets and game day experiences. Rundown is made for masters of ballpark trivia. Playing is free and easy on any mobile device. Just head on over to www.ballyplay.com to sign up and play. Return for each open round to vie for more prizes, including the grand prize, to attend Championship Weekend in Las Vegas this October. It's never been this fun to get caught in a rundown.
Rough Riders Baseball is brought to you by Olson, a full-service engineering and design firm with a strong presence in the Dallas-Fort Worth metro area. Olson's work enhances our communities by making them more sustainable, better connected, and more efficient. Simply put, Olson aims to make the world a better place for future generations to enjoy. Learn more about Olson's work in Texas and across the United States at Olson.com. Olson, engineering solutions that improve Texas communities.
Rough Riders fans, the Texas Rangers' future is here on MILB.TV.
Back of the wall, goodbye!
With every home and away game streamed live, the only way to watch the Riders on any device this season is on MILB.TV.
Swing and a miss, he struck him out. Rough Riders win!
Use promo code ROUGHRIDERS at checkout to save $10 on a yearly subscription. Visit MILB.TV for details today.
Let's get back to the game on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Blake Walston back to work as we go to the third. First pitch to Aaron Zavala is low of the zone, and it's one ball and no strikes. Zavala, Foscue, and Krim lead things off in the third with the Rough Riders leading 3-0. Walston back into his windup and the pitch home. High off the outside corner and misses, and it's two balls and no strikes. Frisco, 3 runs on 4 hits in that second inning, including 3 doubles. As Walston winds back and offers, Zavala swings, pops it sky high into shallow right field. Robbie Enriquez coming in on it, still coming, and he's under it to make the catch. Fly ball out to right for Zavala, and there's one away, and here's Justin Foscue. Foscue has had a very fun time head-to-head against these Amarillo Sod Poodles. He went into Amarillo in late June, just waiting for a big day offensively, and he hit an absolute missile in the first game of the series. First pitch. This is low and inside. It's one ball and no strikes. At least his first game coming back from the injured list at the time. An almost 450-foot shot down the left field line into the parking lot. Walston's pitch. Foscue takes low in the dirt, and it's two balls and no strikes. And then he had a wonderful series against these Sod Poodles at home a few weeks ago. In 10 games, he's hitting .308. Against Amarillo with 4 homers and 10 RBIs. The pitch takes a breaking ball for a strike on the outside corner, and it's 2-1. Over 1,000 OPS. He and Blaine Krim, who's on deck, have really murdered Sod Poodles pitching. 2-1. Breaking ball, line foul down the third baseline, and just misses the Sod Poodles bullpen. 2 balls, 2 strikes. Krim is hitting .400 in 9 games with 3 homers head-to-head against Amarillo. Not a bad couple guys to have lead off in this third inning. The pitch fouled back off the catcher Juan Centeno, and it's still 2 balls, 2 strikes. 3-0, Rough Riders lead it here in the third. And overall, head-to-head, the Rough Riders are hitting .312. Head-to-head against the Sod Poodles. The pitch. Line to left and caught out of the air by the third baseman, Alexander. That one was destined for left. He leapt up in the air, though, and made the catch. And there are 2 outs. Oh, absolutely launched off the bat of Foscue. But right into the glove of Alexander. 2 outs. And he's smiling towards the dugout on a nice play. Pitch off the outside corner, and he was able to get out in front of it. Here's Blaine Krim with 2 outs, 3-0 Frisco, top 3. Walston's pitch. Swing and a miss, and a good pitch low of the zone, and it's 0-1. Krim, as mentioned, hitting .400 against Amarillo. .276 hitter on the year. The pitch. He gets behind one, flares it out to shallow right field. Enriquez trotting in. He makes the chest-high catch with one hand, and the side comes to a close in the third. Another easy inning for Blake Walston following his troubles in the second, And the Rough Riders go down quietly, 1-2-3. No runs, hits, errors, nobody left on base. Bottom third coming up. And the Rough Riders leading 3-0 over the Sod Poodles on the Riders Baseball Network.
At Primrose Schools, a child's first years are our first priority. From infants to 5 years, high-quality early learning education and care means health and safety always come first. In classrooms with low student-to-teacher ratios and a thoughtful balance of play and structure, guided by teachers who nurture your child's natural curiosity, inspiring a lifelong love of learning. Visit primroseschools.com/DFW to schedule your tour today.
We know a place where you can find bacon, blue cheese, and ranch all together. And that place could be in your hands. Picture this. You're holding the new Whataburger Bacon Blue Cheeseburger. Made to order with two fresh all-beef patties, crispy bacon, blue cheese crumbles, grilled onions, and our own peppercorn ranch. This is one of my favorite places. And actually, they're in my mind right now. Whataburger's all-new Bacon Blue Cheeseburger. Just like you like it. For a limited time at participating locations.
Are you looking to work for a local, family-oriented company with growth opportunities in the fields of pest control, lawn care, plumbing, HVAC, handyman services, or pool services? ABC Home and Commercial Services is hiring for all fields for both experienced and inexperienced professionals. We offer great benefits such as health, dental, vision, paid time off, and a 401k. Apply today at goaneater.com. At ABC, it's not just about what we do, it's also about who we are.
ABC Home and Commercial Services.
Let's head back out to the ballpark on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Frisco leads 3-0 as we mosey our way to the bottom half of the third inning. Zach Bigley with you. And Jack Leiter delivers home the first pitch. A little bit high to Tim Tawa, and it's one ball and no strikes. Number 24 prospect of the Diamondbacks organization, Tawa, right-handed batter against Leiter in the eighth spot. Here's the wind of the pitch. Tawa grounds it up the middle, right at the second baseman Foscue, who spears it behind the bag and fires on to first for the out. One away. Juan Centeno in the nine hole makes his way to the plate. Just about as productive as a nine hole hitter. You'll find Centeno hitting .310 on the year with 12 homers and 52 runs batted in. The catcher hitting .362 with 8 of his 12 homers here at home. Leiter winds and fires. And the first pitch is in there for a strike, taking all the way for Centeno with a fastball, and it's 0-1. Leiter has allowed only one hit through two innings with two strikeouts. The pitch. Lined up the middle into left center, and that one falls for a base hit. Strom cuts it off from left, and Centeno singles to turn things back over on the lineup card for Amarillo. A one-out base knock, just the second hit today for Amarillo, and here's Jorge Barrosa. Barrosa, the former hero against the Rough Riders this year. First pitch. Just low of the zone, one ball, no strikes. If you take it all the way back to June 10th when the Rough Riders are here, Barrosa had a two-run walk-off homer against Frisco in the 10th inning. That was a crazy game. Stretch in the pitch. Low of the zone, and it's two balls and no strikes. A game in which the Rough Riders fell 11-10 in 10 innings after they came back to tie it with three runs in the eighth and scored two in the top of the 10th and allowed three in the bottom half of the 10th. The pitch. A hard liner into right center field. That one's down for a base hit. Barrosa stops it first as the catcher Centeno motors all the way over to third. A back-to-back base hits here in the third inning, and the Sod Poodles are in business. Runners at first and third and one out for Jordan Lawler, who's looking for his first hit here at home in a Sod Poodles uniform. That was part of a back-to-back stretch with the Sod Poodles where the Rough Riders lost 11-10. And a quick visit on the mound for the catcher, Scott Capers, and the entire infield comes in as well. Just a very weird series last time the Rough Riders were here. They won an absolutely crazy game the next night after getting walked off. The final score was 16-12 in a game in which they led 13-0 going into the bottom of the eighth and allowed 11 runs. There's strange stuff happens here at Hodgetown. Rough Riders lead 3-0, bottom half of the third, two on and one out. And here is Jordan Lawler, the 20-year-old, number three prospect in the Diamondbacks organization. Lighter's pitch. Breaking ball in there for a called strike on the first toss, and it's 0-1. Lawler ground out to short in his initial at-bat. Barossa leads from first. He has 17 steals this year. Lighter ready from the stretch. And the right-hander kicks it in. Slider outside. Ball and a strike to Lawler. Lawler on the road, played in five games, 6-for-23, a .261 average. Here's the stretch. And Leiter delivers home. Fouled straight back. One ball and two strikes. And Lawler has some familiarity with the Rough Riders. Went to Dallas Jesuit High School in Dallas, Texas, and has played many games at Riders Field, including in high school when Jesuit played in the high school classic at Riders Field pregame his senior year. He had a walk-off homer at Riders Field. 1-2 pitch. Off the outside corner with a slider, and it's 2-2. That was a three-run walk-off homer over the in-touch home run terrace at Riders Field as a high school senior right before he was a top five draft pick. Leiter, a big pitch coming here, 2-2. He brings it in. Chopper, third base side. Ornelas picks on to second for one. Foscue to first. Not in time. Lawler beats out the double play, knocks in the Sod Poodles' first run. Centeno comes in to score from third. And it's now 3-1. Rough Riders out in front. Barossa eliminated on the fielder's choice that goes 5-3. And Lawler aboard at first. He can really run. Tough ball for Ornelas to try and turn two on as he cut it off to his left and then coming in slightly had to turn his body and throw on the run to second base. Foscue did his best to try and turn it but just could not quite get Lawler. So a runner at first on an RBI fielder's choice, and here's Leandro Cedeno, swings and misses at the first pitch slider away. 0-1. Three-run, 3-1 Rough Riders lead. Bottom half of the third inning, two outs. Quick throw over to first, and Lawler's back in with a step and a dive. 37 steals on the year for Lawler. He's second in the organization with those 37 swipes. He's playing for his fourth team this year as he started in the Arizona League. Here's the stretch, and the pitch home to Cedeno. Leiter holds on him in the pitch. Off the outside corner with a fastball at 95, and it's 1-1. Then played 44 games in Visalia at the low-A level, hitting .351 with an over 1,000 OPS, had an .862 OPS in 30 games in high A Hillsboro, and now he's here in double A. 1-1 pitch, breaking ball cut on and missed, and the count goes to 1-2. The Diamondbacks are being very ferocious with their prospects as Corbin Carroll just made his debut. He started the season in double A, and he's just 21 years old. Made his debut last night. Stretch and the 1-2 pitch on the way. Grounder up the middle, right to Acuna at short, down to one knee to field, throws the short way onto second to get Lawler for the final out, and the side comes to a close in the third. But one run comes across on two hits, no errors, and one runner left on base. It's 3-1, Frisco out in front to the top of the fourth inning from Hodgetown on the Riders Baseball Network.
The Frisco Rough Riders are proud to partner with Minor League Baseball and Copa de la Diversión in 2022. For four games this season, the Riders will take the field at Los Quesos Frisco. Grab your Copa gear at the Riders Outpost and wear it with your Riders players for four home games this season. More information at RidersBaseball.com. Let's ride!
If you're suffering from knee or hip arthritis, the resulting pain can keep you from activities you love. Mako Smart Robotics is an innovative solution for many suffering from arthritis. Mako uses 3D CT-based planning software so your surgeon can know more about your anatomy to create a personalized joint replacement surgical plan, helping you get back to the things you love quicker, like rooting on your favorite hometown team. Learn more at makosmartrobotics.com. All surgery carries risk. See your orthopedic surgeon to discuss your potential benefits and risks. Not all patients will have the same postoperative recovery and activity level. Individual results vary.
It's the classic dilemma at Whataburger. You pick up your patty melt with two fresh all-beef patties, melted Monterey Jack cheese, grilled onions, then creamy pepper sauce. And just when you're about to dig into Whataburger's take on this all-time classic, someone utters the dreaded words.
Can I have a bite?
Should you? Shouldn't you? Maybe you just take a big bite so you don't have to answer. Good thing that dilemma's over. Good thing there's the patty melt at Whataburger.
Let's head back out to the ballpark on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Luis Angel Acuña starts things off for the Rough Riders as we roll our way to the top of the fourth inning. It's 3-1. Frisco out in front of Amarillo in this series opener. Acuña, Strom, and Stowers. 5-6-7 in the Riders' order. First pitch. Hard liner down the left side, and it's roped foul. 0-1. Acuña out in front. He doubled back in the second inning to right field on a ball that was 107 off the bat. Walston has his sign, and the left-hander's 0-1 pitch. Swing and a miss, and a good pitch low and away. 0-2. Walston, the number two pitching prospect in the Diamondbacks organization, just behind Brandon Fott. Here's the wind back by the left-hander in the 0-2 pitch. Inside on Acuña, and it's one ball and two strikes. Brandon Fott now in AAA. He began the season here with the AA Sod Poodles. Here's Walston's 1-2. Breaking ball misses down in the dirt. The curveball, and it's two balls and two strikes. Walston was a first-round selection, 26th overall in 2019, out of the high school ranks in North Carolina. Gatorade High School Player of the Year in 2019. 2-2, swing and a miss, got him. Struck him out on a slider down low and inside. And that's the second strikeout for Walston tonight. One out, here's Kellen Strom. RBI double back in the second inning. Rough Riders a 3-1 advantage as we play in the top of the fourth. Left-hander on right-hander. Right-hander at the plate. First toss. Big curveball is in there for a strike at 72 miles an hour, and it's 0-1. Walston, a really good athlete. He was a high school quarterback in North Carolina. 0-1. Down low and inside, it misses, and it's one ball and one strike. And he has very good lineage as well. His brother, an NFL tight end. He nods yes at the sign. Rocks back and deals. Swing and a miss. Strom out in front. Pitch down low and inside. And it's 1-2. His brother Garrett signed a free agent contract with the 49ers the 2022 season. Played at UNC for his college ball. Alston winds back and delivers in the 1-2. High and outside and misses. Two balls and two strikes. 3-1. Rough Riders lead at top of the fourth. One out, base is clear. Strom even to the count at 2-2. Here's the pitch home. Down low and inside, three balls and two strikes. And it's a rare three-ball count for Blake Walston. Just his first of the game. Rough Riders haven't allowed him to get to that point usually. He's been swinging early in the count most times. 3-2. Soft grounder up the middle. Second baseman Tawa charges, picks, throws into first, and gets him. 2 outs. Josh Stowers to the plate. Riders a two-run advantage in the fourth. Blake Walston, that curveball is his best pitch. We've seen it tonight. All the way down at 71 miles an hour at its slowest. Works really well off a 92-mile-an-hour fastball. First pitch is swung on and missed on that curveball. First toss, and it's 0-1. And if you're a Diamondbacks fan, you have to feel pretty good about the way the organization has been shaping up. 0-1. Roped in the air out to right center field. Enriquez cutting over. He tracks it down and makes the catch. And the side comes to a close in 1-2-3 fashion. Seven straight retired by Blake Walston after allowing those three runs in the second. No runs, hits, errors. Nobody left on base. And we go to the bottom of the fourth inning. It's 3-1. Frisco out in front on the Riders Baseball Network.
Hey fans, Victor Rojas, Frisco Rough Riders General Manager here, reminding you that we can provide you the best night for you and your groups at Riders Field. Whether it's a fun night out with some friends or a company outing, spend your night with us for some great food and baseball. Don't miss your opportunity. Call 972-334-1993 or visit us online at ridersbaseball.com to learn more about all of our offers and flexible payment methods. Never miss a second of the excitement of Riders Baseball. Let's ride!
Wouldn't it be nice to do your banking with someone who focuses on the community as much as it does on auto loans and checking accounts? InTouch Credit Union does, and since we're based right here in Collin County, we would like to be your community financial partner. With more than 45 years of service, we've offered accounts ranging from children's savings to retirement planning, business services, and more as we work for your financial well-being. Interested? Visit itcu.org or call 1-800-337-3328. InTouch Credit Union is federally insured by the NCUA. In baseball, a winning pitcher looks for the right balance of pitches to dominate hitters. And now, pitchers and fans alike can find the right balance at the table as well with Better Balance, the new meat alternative that's 100% plant-based deliciousness. Players don't want to give up on taste to eat healthier. That's one reason why we created Better Balance, to provide healthy and tasty options that both vegetarians and carnivores will love. Try Better Balance now at the ballpark and soon at better retailers nearby. Better Balance. Nutritious. Delicious. Delightful.
We've reached the home half of the fourth here on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Rough Riders a 3-1 advantage as we go to the bottom of the fourth inning from Hodgetown. Jack Leiter back into his wind. First pitch to Tristan English is fouled away back behind home, and it's 0-1. It's been a very offensive ballpark that hasn't seen a lot of offense so far through the first 3.5 innings. Well, 4 runs is pretty substantial, but not usually to this park standards. The pitch. Curveball just sits high of the zone, and it's 1-1, and no balls have left the yard either. Amarillo's offensive numbers and pitching numbers are quite stark versus home and road. The pitch. A weak wave and a miss. Feeble swing at a good slider top shelf, and it's 1-2. Amarillo in 57 games here at home has hit 100 homers. In 62 games on the road, 5 more than they played here at home, just 58 homers, nearly half. The 1-2. Swing and a miss. Got him off the outside corner with a slider. And Jack Leiter has strikeout number 3. One out here in the fourth, and Blaze Alexander makes his way in. Good-looking slider that started off the outside corner and just kept going off the outside corner. Blaze Alexander stands in. 3-1, Rough Riders lead it, bottom half of the fourth. Alexander had the first hit of the ball game for Amarillo back in the second. Leiter's first pitch. Fouled back, 0-1. Their OPS here at home is 9-12, while Amarillo's OPS on the road, 7-11, a 200-point difference in their on-base plus slugging. Here's the wind back from Leiter in the 0-1. Straightens him up, and it hit him. Caught his jersey on the inside edge on a fastball. A hit by pitch puts a runner aboard with one out here in the fourth inning, and Eduardo Diaz steps in. Their runs per game are 2.5 higher here at home than on the road. It's 7.4 as opposed to 4.9 on the road. You can go on and on throughout these numbers, and it all leads to this park being extremely offensive. Leiter ready from the stretch. And the first pitch. Fouled straight back from Diaz, and it's 0-1. So that's why as a pitcher you have to be very, very careful, and you also have to realize that literally no lead is safe. As we talked about earlier, the Rough Riders led 13-0 in the eighth inning last time they were here. And then they found themselves only up 13-11 after an 11-run inning going into the ninth. 0-1. Low off the outside corner with a breaking ball, and it's one ball and one strike. Rough Riders, in that last series that they were here, hit 17 home runs and still lost the series 4-2. They only allowed 3 home runs for the Sod Poodles. The pitch, low and away. 2 balls and 1 strike. 3-1, Rough Riders lead at bottom of the fourth inning in this one. Plenty to play for in this game as well, as the Rough Riders are tied with Midland atop the Texas League South, with 18 games remaining, including tonight. Pitch in. Swing and a miss. Nasty slider upstairs, and it's 2-2. Good news for the Rough Riders is Arkansas leads 1-0 over Midland in the bottom of the second inning. Leiter, the 2-2. Fastball high and tight, nearly hit Diaz. 94 on the gun. It's 3 balls, 2 strikes. Leiter used a lot of pitches in his first inning and then has been pretty clean over the last couple, working on 57 pitches as he pitches in the fourth. He's ready from the stretch. Payoff home. Runner takes off. It's fouled back. And it's still 3 balls, 2 strikes. Alexander will head back to first base. He's 8-for-14 in steals this year. Leiter takes his hat off, runs his right hand through his hair, pops the hat back on, wipes his right hand on the back end of his pants, now grabs the baseball, inserts his right foot onto the rubber, and peers in for the sign. Capers gives it to him. Right-hander ready from the stretch, and the 22-year-old delivers. Sawed off line drive, foul right side, and it's still 3 balls, 2 strikes. Diaz off the fist, but the bat stays intact. Diaz flew out to right field back in the second inning. Diaz has really struggled against the Rough Riders this year in 11 games, hitting just 195. Quick throw over to first. Not even a tag applied by Chavez as Alexander's back in. Three and two still on Diaz. Leiter nods yes to the sign and delivers home the payoff pitch. And actually a throw over to first again. Alexander elects to go in feet first this time and stays on his feet. Sean Roof, the manager and third base coach, divvies out the signs for Amarillo. Leiter looks in for the sign again. He flicks in the 3-2. Runner takes off. It's fouled off Capers' glove. And it's still 3 balls, 2 strikes as Leiter jumps up and down in frustration. Capers almost held on to that ball. It just went out of his glove, and Alexander heads back to first. Now Leiter cannot throw over to first base to try and get Alexander again unless he gets him. If he throws over and doesn't get him, it's a balk. He already has used his 2 pickoffs. In this at-bat to Diaz. Now Leiter climbs the mound once again. Locked in a good battle with Eduardo Diaz. This would be the 9th pitch. Right-hander ready from the stretch. Payoff. Swing and a miss. Struck him out. He wins the battle on the 9th pitch. He picks up the K. Leiter with his 4th strikeout. 2 down, and here's Robbie Enriquez. 3-1 Rough Riders. Bottom half of the fourth. Enriquez, a ground out to second, his first time up. Left-handed batter. Makes it a little bit dangerous for Jack Leiter. First pitch. Chopper, right side of the infield. Foscue flags it down from shallow right field. He throws him out at first. And the side comes to a close. Nicely done by Jack Leiter. No runs, no hits, no errors. A runner left stranded. And we go to the top of the fifth inning. 3-1, Rough Riders out in front on the Riders Baseball Network.
It's the classic dilemma at Whataburger. You pick up your all-time favorite patty melt with two fresh all-beef patties, melted Monterey Jack cheese, grilled onions, and creamy pepper sauce. And just when you're about to dig in to Whataburger's take on this delicious all-time classic, someone utters the dreaded words.
Can I have a bite?
Should you? Shouldn't you? Maybe you should just take a big bite so you don't have to answer. Ooh, glad that dilemma's over. The Whataburger patty melt, just like you like it. Order online to earn rewards.
Hey, Riders fans. Looking for help cleaning your home or business? From exterior building pressure washing to sidewalk pressure washing and even high-rise window cleaning, the pressure washing professionals at Ecolux Texas can clean almost anything. With Ecolux, you can always count on friendly service and amazing results that keep your property clean and shining like new. For more information, please visit EcoluxTX.com or call 972-439-0137 for a free estimate today.
Are back-to-school supplies showing up a little too early on the shelves?
Ornelas on his way home, and he scores!
Not ready to give up the long ball?
Back to the warning track at the wall. It's gone!
Way out of here and gone!
Don't want the strikeouts to end?
Swing and a miss. He struck him out with a curveball.
Then head to RidersBaseball.com and order your tickets today before the summer's long gone. Let's ride.
That ball's long gone!
Let's get back to the game on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Brainerd Chavez starts it off for the Rough Riders as we go to the top of the fifth inning, and you can't ask for a much better start to your Rough Riders career than Brainerd Chavez. RBI double back in the second. He's four for his first nine. First pitch on the way. He grounds it up the middle right to Lawler at short. Picks on the backhand and throws. It draws English off the bag, but he's able to get his right foot back on the pillow in time. And there's the first out. Another one pitch out for the Rough Riders, and there's one away. Scott Capers makes his way to the plate. Eight straight retired by Blake Walston, and the Scott Capers RBI single back in the second inning is the last Rough Rider to reach. Frisco had four hits in that second inning, including three doubles to produce all three of their runs tonight. Leading 3-1 in the top of the fifth. First offering home. Capers takes a letter-high strike. The fastball and it's 0-1. Frainer Chavez has driven in three runs already. Playing in his third game with the Rough Riders. 0-1. Breaking ball high. And it's one ball and one strike from Walston, who's really settled things down and found a nice groove after that second inning. Left-hander puts the glove at the belt, raises it just below his eyes, now fires home. Swing and a miss. Good off-speed down low and inside and got Capers out in front. It's 1-2. Capers is taken over as the backup catcher for the Rough Riders. A spot that David Garcia filled when Matt Watley was here. The 1-2. Chopper, weakly hit to short. Lawler comes up, picks, throws on the run and gets him. Two outs. Lawler grew up idolizing Derek Jeter, and he really looks like him in the field as well. Not quite as tall as Derek. Lawler stands 6'2". Derek was 6'3", 6'4", but comes down with both hands when he's charging and shows off that strong throwing arm, sidearm like Derek Jeter used to. Top of the order in Jonathan Ornelas, first pitch. Breaking ball. One just sits outside, and it's one ball and no strikes. 3-1 Rough Riders, top of the fifth. Initial game of six here in Hodgetown. 1-0 pitch. Another breaking ball. It's the curve, and it catches the outside corner for a strike. 1-1. Ornelas 0-for-2 today, a ground out and a line out to short. 1-1. High fly ball hit to deep right center field. Enriquez back to the warning track, still going. He makes the catch right at the track. And Ornelas just missed an opposite field home run. That's the final out of the fifth inning as he takes off his helmet, defeated near second base. And we go to the bottom half of the fifth. Rough Riders still lead 3-1 on the Riders Baseball Network.
Wouldn't it be nice to do your banking with someone who focuses on the community as much as it does on auto loans and checking accounts? InTouch Credit Union does, and since we're based right here in Collin County, we would like to be your community financial partner. With more than 45 years of service, we've offered accounts ranging from children's savings to retirement planning, business services, and more as we work for your financial well-being. Interested? Visit itcu.org or call 1-800-337-3328. InTouch Credit Union is federally insured by the NCUA. The Covered Wagons at Riders Field offer the experience of the third baseline and the comfort of the shade. Located conveniently on the concourse near restrooms and concessions, upgrade your party's experience for your next trip to Riders Field today by calling 972-334-1993. Let's ride!
Hey fans, do you know your Mud Hens from your Trash Pandas? Then play Minor League Rundown, the official free-to-play game of Minor League Baseball, and compete for tickets and game day experiences. Rundown is made for masters of ballpark trivia. Playing is free and easy on any mobile device. Just head on over to www.ballyplay.com to sign up and play. Return for each open round to vie for more prizes, including the grand prize, to attend Championship Weekend in Las Vegas this October. It's never been this fun to get caught in a rundown.
We're back with the bottom of the fifth on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Jack Leiter back to the mound for the Rough Riders. Frisco leading 3-1, bottom half of the fifth inning. Rolling along here in game one between Amarillo and Frisco. 8-9-1 due up. Tim Tawa, Juan Centeno, and Jorge Barrosa. This was the same portion of the order that was due up in the third inning when they produced their lone run. First pitch, Taiwan takes one just high of the zone on the curveball. One ball, no strikes. Leiter with 62 pitches through four innings. That was his 63rd. Here's his 64th. The 1-0. Just low of the zone this time. Miss with a slider, and it's 2-0. He's looked good. Four strikeouts through four innings. Picking up a couple in that fourth. Looking over the top of his glove. He fires in the 2-0. Swing and a miss. Over the top of a good slider, 2-1. Really what you want to see from Leiter is that competitiveness and continuing to have good command with all four of his pitches. 2-1. Fouled straight back. Count goes to 2-2. And while we haven't seen a lot of the curveball, or a lot of the changeup, I should say, it's been good stuff with the curveball and the slider along with the fastball in this one today. Time called by the batter, Tim Tawa, out of West Lynn, Oregon. And he stands back in. Here's Leiter's 2-2. Backs him off the plate with a heater. Three balls, two strikes. Tawa, a very talented high school player in the state of Oregon. Here's the rock back from Leiter in the 3-2. Check swing and ball four as they appeal down, and no, he said he went around for strike three. The late appeal, and Tim Tawa couldn't hold up. He's punched out by Casey James, the first base umpire, and there's strikeout number five for Jack Leiter. Just got a look at the replay, and yeah, he went around, couldn't hold up. Five strikeouts for Leiter. One out in the fifth inning, and here's Juan Centeno. Tim Tawa out number one, and the first pitch to Centeno. Breaking ball catches the outside corner for a strike, and it's 0-1. Centeno singled to left field back in the third. Open stance and the pitch. He lines it the opposite way again, and that one gets into left. Almost the same exact hit he had his last time up. An opposite field single to left, if I can get it out. And Centeno is 2-for-2. The fourth hit for Amarillo. And here's Jorge Barrosa at the top of the card, who singled back in the third. Barrosa ran wild last week with five stolen bases. He saw him take off in the third, though he had to go back on a foul ball. The pitch, he shows bunt, pulls back, takes down low and inside. It's one ball and no strikes. It's either the slider or a cutter from Jack Leiter missing down and in. He's ready from the stretch, the 1-0. Breaking ball, hit on the ground, foul right side. And it's 1-1 on Barroso. It's 1-for-2 today. Leiter trying to repeat what was a very good start his last time out. He's done a good job so far. He stretches. 1-1. High off the outside corner, and it's 2 balls and 1 strike. We mentioned his last start against these Sod Poodles. 3 runs over 5 innings. Well, he's been better than that here in this one, not only on the run side of things, but also with his command. He has not walked a batter, and that's been huge. 2-1. Breaking ball, hit in the air, out to Shaw left center field. Strom racing in, and he's under it to make the catch. A big second out. Fly ball out to left, and here's Jordan Lawler. The start sandwiched in between those two at home, between Wichita and Amarillo, was good as well. 5 2/3 innings for Jack against San Antonio, allowing 2 runs and 7 strikeouts. If you look at his last 3 starts, he struck out 22 during that stretch, over 16 innings. First pitch to Lawler. Top of the zone for a strike, 0-1. The 22-year-old Jack Leiter going against the 20-year-old Jordan Lawler. Two of the top prospects in the game. 0-1. Low off the outside corner. Slider misses, and it's 1-1. 3-1, Rough Riders lead it, bottom half of the fifth. Centeno at first. Leiter ready from the stretch. And a throw goes over to first. Centeno just barely back in on his feet. Elected to not slide. And the tag just late. Lawler, a couple half swings to the hill. Open stance from the right side of the plate. Leiter ready from the stretch. 1-1. And on the ground, third base side, gobbled up by Ornelas. Throws onto second for the final out, and they get Centeno there. A nice inning again by Jack Leiter. No runs, a hit, no errors, a runner left on base. That's 5 innings, allowing just 1 run tonight in Amarillo. Top 6 coming up, 3-1 Rough Riders on the Riders Baseball Network.
Baseball managers build balance in their lineup with the right combination of power and finesse to field a winning team. Fans can find balance on the plate with Better Balance, the new meat alternative that's 100% plant-based deliciousness. No one wants to give up on taste to eat healthier. That's one reason why we created Better Balance, to provide healthy and tasty options that both vegetarians and carnivores will love. Try Better Balance now at the ballpark and soon at better retailers nearby. Better Balance, nutritious, delicious, delightful.
Lil' Sweet! Did you get to work on time?
Yeah, but I just realized it's Sunday.
Lil' Sweet says head on home. Dr. Pepper's on its way. So sweet, unique. Baby, there's nothing better. I bet you've probably done something that deserves a Dr. Pepper. Did you invest your nest egg in an NFT?
Yeah, and I don't even know what that is.
It's a non-fungible token.
CoServe is proud to be the official electricity provider of the Frisco Rough Riders. Serving thousands of homes and businesses in Collin County and the surrounding area, CoServe is not just your power company, we're also a part of your community. We take pride in supporting local schools, nonprofits, and first responders, and even more pride in supplying you with safe and reliable energy. The Frisco Rough Riders are powered by CoServe, your local electric cooperative and gas provider. Check out the impact we're having in your area at www.coserve.com/community.
The stars shine bright in North Texas. This is Frisco Rough Riders Baseball on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Aaron Zavala starts it off for the Riders in the sixth, leading 3-1. First pitch. Clips the outside corner with a curveball, and it's 0-1. Blake Walston back out there, and this pitching matchup has been as advertised between Blake Walston and Jack Leiter tonight. 0-1 pitch. Another breaking ball. This one simmers outside. It's one ball and one strike. Jack Leiter has gone five innings with five strikeouts, allowing just one run. Walston issues in the 1-1. High skyscraping pop-up left side of the infield and foul. And it's one ball and two strikes. While Walston has countered with five innings, allowing three runs with two strikeouts on his side of things. Three runs all coming in the second inning, but both these pitchers going into the sixth, and it has been a good pitching matchup. 1-2 toss. Low off the outside corner in the dirt. Two balls, two strikes. The big thing is both these pitchers has kept the other team in the yard here at Hodgetown. That could be easier said than done. 2-2 pitch on the way to Zavala. Strike three called. Got him on the outside corner with a curveball. Zavala, strikeout number three for Blake Walston. Tough lefty-lefty matchup for Zavala. He's punched out by Isaias Barber, the home plate umpire. Justin Foscue makes his way to the plate. 0 for 2 today. 3-1, Rough Riders out in front, top of the sixth inning. First pitch on the way. Foscue takes on the outside corner for a strike. First pitch off speed, and it's 0-1. Fly out to left and a line out right to the third baseman, Blaze Alexander, his last time up. 0-1. High off the outside corner with a fastball. And the count goes to one ball and one strike. Well, Blake Walston, a former first-round pick, as we've talked about. Time called as the ball got loose off the berm in right field. Signed for a pretty good signing bonus, as you might expect for a first-rounder, and so one of his biggest purchases was he bought a house out in North Carolina. He looks in for his sign. He's got it. And the 1-1 pitch on the way to Foscue. Breaking ball hit high in the air out to deep left center field. Forget about it. This one is long gone. Justin Foscue with a home run. 4-1 Rough Riders. Foscue with his 11th long ball of the season. And the Rough Riders leave the yard for the first time in 7 days. First Rough Riders home run since last Tuesday. And Foscue got a breaking ball in the middle of the plate and gave it a ride out to deep left center field for a solo homer. His fifth home run head-to-head against Amarillo out of his 11 this season. First pitch on the way to Krim. On the outside corner for a strike with a breaking ball. And the count goes to 0-1. A Krim 0 for 2 today. Walston winds back in the 0-1 pitch. Down in the dirt and misses. One ball, one strike. Well, Walston bought that house, but he didn't have much time for upkeep during the season. So his brother, Garrett, who's an NFL tight end, he stayed in the house during the baseball season. 1-1. Top of the zone for a strike, and it's 1-2. And he would do yard work, and he would FaceTime his brother and make sure the yard work was being done correctly and the upkeep was going well around the house. And he was able to stay there for free. 1-2. Grimm swings, grounds it right side of the infield, past the diving Tawa into right center for a single. And Krim, content, stays at first base. Back-to-back hits for the Rough Riders here in the sixth inning on a homer and a base hit for Blaine Krim. Good piece of hitting by Krim. Got a fastball on the outside edge. Put it on the ground the opposite way with some speed to it at 105 off the bat. 4-1 Rough Riders, top of the sixth inning. Here's Luis Angel Acuna. Acuna, a double and a run scored back in the second. He's 1-for-2. Walston from the stretch, the pitch. Breaking ball lined into left field. That drops in for a base hit. Acuna attacks the first pitch and singles right in front of Eduardo Diaz. And the Rough Riders have three consecutive base runners, all on hard hit baseballs and a homer and a single and a single. Foscue cranks a solo shot. Krim and Acuna lace base hits. And here's Kellen Strom, but not before the catcher Juan Centeno makes his way out to chat. Kind of calm things down for Blake Walston. No action in either bullpen right now. It's Jack Leiter and Blake Walston who will continue to pitch for both these teams. 4-1, Frisco leads it, out hitting Amarillo 7-4. Kellen Strom, 1-for-2 today with an RBI double. Strom stands in from the right side against the southpaw. Two aboard, still just one out. Stretch in the pitch. Strom watches away, and it's one ball and no strikes. Just to put a button on that story on Walston, his brother is getting ready for the NFL season, obviously, with preseason football going on right now, so nobody's living at the house. 1-0 pitch. Strom takes letter high for a strike, 1-1, and so he'll head back there to North Carolina in the offseason. It's been one of his toughest starts in about a month and a half. He's been really good lately, and the Rough Riders taking it to him. 1-1. Down low in the dirt. Picked by Centeno, and it's two balls and one strike. First time he's allowed more than two runs in a start since July 13th in that really tough one when he allowed 10 runs over 3 1/3 innings to San Antonio. That was also here at home. 2-1 pitch on the way to Strong. Ground ball up the middle. Lawler has it at short for one. On to second, and they throw into first in time for the double play. 6-4-3. And Strom grounds into the inning ender. The Rough Riders do pick up a run on the solo home run by Justin Foskey. One run across on three hits, no errors, and two. Make it one left on the base pass. Rough Riders lead 4-1 as we go to the bottom half of the sixth inning next on the Riders Baseball Network.
Start your weekend early at Riders Field. New this season, celebrate Thirsty Thursday with the Blue Norther Hard Seltzer Rowdy at the River. $25 gets you general admission into a Riders Thursday home game and into the biggest Lazy River party in baseball. Enjoy a live DJ, $2 domestic drafts, and $2 Blue Norther Hard Seltzers, and the best view of the ball game.
Splash into the Lazy River.
All for just $25. Visit ridersbaseball.com for more info today. Let's ride.
We know a place where you can find bacon, blue cheese, and ranch all together. And that place could be in your hands. Picture this. You're holding the new Whataburger Bacon Blue Cheeseburger. Made to order with two fresh all-beef patties, crispy bacon, blue cheese crumbles, grilled onions, and our own peppercorn ranch. This is one of my favorite places. I'm actually there in my mind right now. Whataburger's all-new Bacon Blue Cheeseburger. Just like you like it. For a limited time at participating locations.
Hey fans, do you know your Mud Hens from your Trash Pandas? Then play Minor League Rundown, the official free-to-play game of Minor League Baseball, and compete for tickets and game day experiences. Rundown is made for masters of ballpark trivia. Playing is free and easy on any mobile device. Just head on over to www.ballyplay.com to sign up and play. Return for each open round to vie for more prizes, including the grand prize, to attend Championship Weekend in Las Vegas this October. It's never been this fun to get caught in a rundown.
Back to the ballpark for the bottom of the sixth on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Let's go!
Rough Riders a 4-1 advantage as Jack Leiter goes to work against Leandro Cedeno in the first pitch. High and inside on a curveball. One ball, no strikes. Bottom half of the sixth inning. And a solo home run by Justin Foskey, increasing the lead to 4-1. 1-0 toss. Breaking ball is swinging a miss. Boy, a hanger that Leiter got away with. Right in the middle of the plate, and it's 1-1. Leiter trying to complete the sixth inning as he winds back here and delivers in. Inside to Cedeno, and it's two balls and one strike. For just the second time this year, his only other six-inning start came back on May 7th against Arkansas. 2-1. Down low off the outside corner in the dirt, and it's three balls and one strike. He's pitched into the sixth inning many times. Three different times he's gone 5 2/3 innings. He went 5 1/3 innings in his last start. Leiter gets a new baseball. Behind in the count, 3-1 to Cedeno. 81 pitches for him. He rocks and fires. Down low off the outside corner for ball four. He lost him. First walk of the ball game for Jack. Tristan English to the plate. And it looks like the Rough Riders might get some action going in their bullpen now. Josh Smith stands up and starts to stretch. There was nobody throwing in either bullpen at any point in the ballgame until maybe right now. Tristan English stands in with a runner at first. 4-1, Rough Riders lead, bottom six. First pitch in. Down the heart of the plate with a fastball for a strike, and it's 0-1. English 0 for 2 tonight. Leiter checks the runner. Delivers in the 0-1. Curveball down in the dirt, blocked by Capers. Nicely picked, and it's one ball and one strike. Cedeno is not a threat to run. He hasn't attempted a steal yet this year. And Josh Smith has started to throw for the Rough Riders in their bullpen right below us. Leiter pitches. Breaking ball outside, and it's two balls and one strike. We'll be able to hear Smith right below us throwing in the bullpen. Two balls, one strike. Leiter has not fallen behind a lot of hitters tonight. It's been very good. The issue's in the 2-1. Hard liner into center field. Stowers coming on. He can't get it. It drops in for a base hit. Fifth hit for Amarillo on the night. And it's a walk and a single to start things off in the sixth inning. Five strikeouts for Jack through five innings. And that's a line drive single to center by English. And Jack is in his first bout of trouble tonight. It's the first time since the third that he's allowed multiple base runners in an inning. And it's the first time that the leadoff man has gotten aboard against him all night. First two have reached. Here's Blaze Alexander, who's one for one with a single and a hit by pitch. Leiter delivers. Off the outside corner, and it's one ball and no strikes, missing with a slider. And Scott Capers is going to go chat with Jack, who's missed with two out of the three first pitches in this inning. We've seen this a few times this year where he'll get to the sixth and start to struggle with his command just a little bit. The fatigue starting to set in, eclipsing the 80-pitch mark, and here comes Jeff Andrews, the Rough Riders pitching coach, and he'll contribute to the conversation on the mound. Giving some more time for Smith to warm up as well in the Riders' bullpen. Alexander, not a guy you want to mess around with. Nine of his 14 homers have come here at Hodgetown. Quick visit for Jeff Andrews. On how to attack Blaze Alexander after the first two have reached here in the sixth. Leiter looks in for his sign, and he's got it from Capers. Right on right here in the sixth inning. Leiter's pitch. Bottom of the zone for a strike, and it's one ball and one strike on Alexander. Alexander hitting .295 on the year. He's hitting over .333 here at home. Leiter's pitch. Fouled back, and the count goes to 1-2. Alexander, the number 15 prospect in the Diamondbacks organization. Guy who a lot of people think is maybe the third baseman of the future in Arizona. Smith is almost ready to go in the bullpen. Jack inserts his right foot onto the rubber. Looking in for his sign, he's got it. And the right-hander, the 1-2. Curveball just high. Didn't miss by much. Two balls, two strikes. A well-executed pitch by Leiter. Just didn't get the call from home plate umpire Isaias Barba. Cedeno leads from second. English from first. Big pitch coming from Jack, his 91st, and what might be his last batter. The pitch. Broken bat roller. Right side of the infield. Chavez has it from first. Throws onto the covering liner. He missed the bag. Everyone's safe. Bases loaded. Nobody out here in the bottom of the sixth inning. And liner with 91 pitches might come out. Jared Gettert, Riders manager at the top step of the dugout. Liner takes the mound. And here comes Jared. That's going to be it for Jack Liner as he crouches down on the mound in frustration, wanting to stay in. And they're not going to let him. Josh Smith will come out of the Rough Riders bullpen as we have a pitching change with the bases loaded and nobody out in the sixth inning. 4-1 Rough Riders lead over Amarillo. Josh Smith on the mound when we return on the Riders Baseball Network.
Hey Riders fans, looking for help cleaning your home or business? From exterior building pressure washing to sidewalk pressure washing and even high-rise window cleaning, the pressure washing professionals at Ecolux Texas can clean almost anything. With Ecolux, you can always count on friendly service and amazing results that keep your property clean and shining like new. For more information, please visit EcoluxTX.com or call 972-439-0137 for a free estimate today.
Are back-to-school supplies showing up a little too early on the shelves?
Ornelas on his way home, and he scores!
Not ready to give up the long ball?
Back to the warning track at the wall. It's gone!
Way out of here and gone!
Don't want the strikeouts to end?
Swing and a miss. He struck him out with a curveball.
Then head to RidersBaseball.com and order your tickets today before the summer's long gone. Let's ride.
That ball's long gone!
Hey, sports fans, do you want astounding entertainment with the best technology at your fingertips? Get up to 1 gig internet and take on digital TV from Astound Broadband. Surf, stream, binge, or work from home with ultra-fast internet speeds. Watch all of your favorite shows or catch up on the shows you missed with digital TV, all from Astound. Get in the game by calling 1-800-4-ASTOUND. Experience speeds may vary and are not guaranteed. Certain restrictions apply. Call Astound for details.
The stars shine bright in North Texas. This is Frisco Rough Riders Baseball on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Couldn't ask for a much more difficult spot for Josh Smith to come into with the bases loaded and nobody out here in the sixth inning. Rough Riders carry a 4-1 lead into this situation. And Jack Liner is done. Though Josh Smith tries to preserve his line with the bases loaded and nobody out. Eduardo Diaz at the plate. Left-hander's pitch. Diaz takes a strike at the bottom of the zone, and it's 0-1. Well, Jack Leiter's line is far from finalized, but as it stands now, five innings plus, allowing one run on six hits, five strikeouts, one walk. Smith, the 0-1. Off the outside edge and misses, and it's one ball and one strike. And facing Eduardo Diaz, the right-handed batter as a left-hander for Josh Smith. Here's the stretch, and the big lefty's 1-1. Popped up on the infield. Smith called off by the first baseman, Chavez, who makes the catch, and there's a massive first down. One away. Now a ground ball can get you out of the inning. Robbie Enriquez stands in, who's 0-2 tonight, but came into this game hitting .374 at home. Josh Smith on the year with the Rough Riders has been good lately. First toss. This is down low and inside, and it's one ball and no strikes. With Frisco, 3-0, a 2.59 ERA, making his 20th outing for the Rough Riders. 24 and a third inning, 17 strikeouts to 10 walks. He's been dynamite in August. The pitch. Enriquez swings. It's a high fly ball to deep left center field. Stowers under it. The park will hold it. He makes the catch. Everyone tags. Cedeno comes in to score. And it's a sacrifice fly to make it 4-2. Rough Riders out in front. Everyone tags and moves up a base. The runners at second and third and two outs on the sacrifice fly by Robbie Enriquez. Blaze Alexander at second, English at third, and Tim Tawa makes his way to the plate. Josh Smith getting the first two outs, allowing limited damage. He stretches and fires in. Takes outside, one ball, no strikes. In the month of August, seven outings for Smith, and he's only allowed one run, a 1.04 ERA for him. 1-0 toss off the outside corner, and it's two balls and no strikes. 4-2 Rough Riders, bottom half of the sixth inning, two outs. Smith inherited the bases loaded and nobody out. And trying to help out Jack Leiter. 2-0. Off the outside corner and low, three balls and no strikes. First base is open with nine-hole hitting once and 10-0 on deck, but he is 2-for-2 tonight and a much better hitter than Tim Tawa. Left-hander readies. 3-0. That's a strike on the inside corner, 3-1. Fit a fastball in there. Two in scoring position, the tying run at second. 3-1 pitch on the way. High and outside, ball four, bases loaded again. Juan Centeno to the plate, hitting 312 with 12 home runs entering into this one. And he already has two hits tonight. Centeno with two singles to left field, basically identical. Inside-out swings lining him the opposite way as a left-handed batter. It is lefty-lefty, though. Smith ready from the stretch. The pitch. Outside corner, a strike with a fastball. Gorgeous location, and it's 0-1. Left-handers are actually hitting better against him this year than right-handers are. He flicks in the 0-1. Fouled away left side. And the count goes to 0-2 on Centeno. Base is loaded. Big situation for Smith. Only one run in. Charge to Leiter. Smith ready from the stretch. And the 0-2 pitch on the way to Centeno. Fouled back. Still no balls and two strikes. Pivotal moment in the ballgame here. Rough Riders' bullpen is going to be very important in this series. And it starts here with Smith. Left-hander Rennies. 0-2. Fouled back. Still no balls, two strikes. Good news, though, for the Rough Riders is it's 5-0. Arkansas leads over Midland in the bottom half of the fourth inning in that ball game. Rough Riders needing Midland to lose as many ball games as they can down the stretch. Smith, the 0-2. Breaking ball hit on the ground, right side of the infield to Foscue. He has it at second, throws on to first and retires Centeno, and what a job by Josh Smith. He comes in with the bases loaded, nobody out, allows just one run, and the Rough Riders still lead 4-2. We go into the top of the seventh next on the Riders Baseball Network.
Hey, sports fans, do you want astounding entertainment with the best technology at your fingertips? Get up to 1 gig internet and take on digital TV from Astound Broadband. Surf, stream, binge, or work from home with ultra-fast internet speeds. Watch all of your favorite shows or catch up on the shows you missed with digital TV, all from Astound. Get in the game by calling 1-800-4-ASTOUND. Experience speeds may vary and are not guaranteed. Certain restrictions apply. Call Astound for details.
At Riders Field, Sundays are for the kids. Every Sunday home Rough Riders game means kid-friendly themes, inflatables, and games. And post-game, kids run the bases for free. There's no better place in the Metroplex to spend a Sunday than with the Riders Kids Sunday Fun Days. For tickets and information, visit ridersbaseball.com or call 972-334-1993.
Strike three call! This one's over!
Let's ride!
Hey fans, Victor Rojas, Frisco Rough Riders General Manager here, reminding you that Wednesdays at Riders Field are dedicated to the legends of Texas baseball lore. Join us at the ballpark every Wednesday home game throughout the 2022 season to be in the presence of some of the best of Texas baseball, featuring appearances from Hall of Famers Eric Nadell and Ferguson Jenkins, legendary catcher Jim Sundberg, Mr. Ranger Tom Grieve, and more. More information can be found at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride!
Let's head back out to the ballpark on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Top of the seventh inning, and Blake Walston is back out there. Rough Riders a 4-2 advantage. He'll face the bottom third of the order. Josh Stowers, Franier Chavez, and Scott Capers. First pitch. Liner down the left field line and foul, and it's 0-1 on Stowers. So Blake Walston has thrown six innings so far, allowing four runs on seven hits, and all the hits have come in two different innings. Four hits for the Rough Riders in the second, three in the sixth. 0-1 pitch. There's a high skyscraping fly ball deep down the left field line and foul. And it's 0-2. Home run distance from Stowers, but foul by a good 20 feet. 0-2. Stowers has seven home runs. All of them mysteriously have come on the road. He's on the road now. Offering home. Breaking ball pops sky high, back behind home. Centeno gives it a look, but the catcher watches it sail out of play. Hits off the top of the roof and down onto the street beyond left field. Still no balls and two strikes. You're in downtown Amarillo for the first game of six between Frisco and the Sod Poodles. 0-2 again. Down in the dirt. Misses, and it's one ball and two strikes. 4-2 Rough Riders lead it here in the top of the seventh inning. Jack Leiter done with his five innings, allowing two runs, five strikeouts. It's one strikeout away from 100 on the year. 1-2. Off the outside corner. It misses, and it's two balls and two strikes. Stowers back in from the right side. Here's Walston's 2-2, and actually awaits as he steps off. 83 pitches for the left-hander, who had been very efficient outside of the big innings he's allowed. Now Stowers calls time and steps out. Walston with the glove at the belt. He rocks back in the 2-2. A high drive to center field. That one sends Barossa back to the warning track, and he makes the catch just shy of the 400 marker. Fly ball out to center field, and there's one away. Bring your Chavez now. Stowers just missed it. Chavez, an RBI double back in the second. He's one for two today. Alston's first pitch. Chavez takes letter high for a strike. Inside edge, 0-1. Alston has a chance to go seven innings tonight. He offers home. Off the outside corner, and it's one ball and one strike. It wouldn't be a quality start because he's allowed four runs. You have to allow three or fewer in order to qualify for a quality start. He delivers in the 1-1. Hard grounder, right side of the infield. Bobbled for a second by Tawa at second base, but he recovers with a bare hand and throws him out for the second out. Scott Capers makes his way to the plate now. 4-2 Rough Riders lead here at the top of the seventh. Last time that the left-hander went seven innings, it was also against the Rough Riders. Allowing three runs on June 12th here. The pitch. Breaking ball down and in. 1-0 to Capers. That's his only seven-inning start this year. just in case there is a right-hander loosening out of the bullpen, Justin Lewis. 1-0. One catches the outside corner on the upper edge, and it's 1-1. Capers an RBI single in the second inning. Pitch, high and tight, backs him off. 2 balls, 1 strike. 4-2, Rough Riders lead it, top 7. 2-1 pitch. Swing and a miss, 2-2. Out in front, and a changeup. Capers stands back in, holds the bat out towards the hill. Walston has his sign, and the left-hander, the 2-2 pitch. High with a fastball, 3-2. Left-hander squares his shoulders towards the Rough Riders dugout on the first base side as he gets his sign. Goes back behind the hill, grabs some rosin. Dons the mound. He's got it in the 3-2. High and away, ball 4. Capers coaxes a walk with 2 outs. Top of the order in Jonathan Ornelas now. And with 93 pitches, is that it? We shall see if we see Sean Roof come out of the dugout. And here he comes. Walston in frustration tosses the ball up in the air. And yeah, he's going to get pulled from this game. Really good stuff from the left-hander. But he cannot make it through 7 innings. Sean Roof points down to the bullpen. And Justin Lewis is going to come out of the pen. And here's a good ovation for Blake Walston. 6 2/3 strong innings. 4-2, Rough Riders out in front. We'll introduce you to the new man out on the hill when we come back on the Riders Baseball Network.
Put yourself in the game at your next Riders outing in the InTouch Home Run Terrace, located above the left field wall. This cover seating area is a great option to enjoy the cover comfort of a ball game for your entire group. Watch out for the long ball.
Deep to left field. Gone!
Grab your spot while they're available at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com. Home run. Let's ride.
Hey, sports fans, do you want astounding entertainment with the best technology at your fingertips? Get up to 1 gig internet and take on digital TV from Astound Broadband. Surf, stream, binge, or work from home with ultra-fast internet speeds. Watch all of your favorite shows or catch up on the shows you missed with digital TV. All from Astound. Get in the game by calling 1-800-4-ASTOUND. Experience speeds may vary and are not guaranteed. Certain restrictions apply. Call Astound for details.
On Friday and Saturday nights, the Stars won't be the only thing big and bright in North Texas. Join the Rough Riders for Firework Fridays and Skylit Saturdays. Along with baseball, the Riders will set off an incredible fireworks display after the game that fans of all ages can enjoy. Come join us for all the explosive fun.
Back at the wall, goodbye!
For tickets and information, visit RidersBaseball.com or call 972-334-1993. Let's ride!
The stars shine bright in North Texas. This is Frisco Rough Riders Baseball on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Former 12th round draft pick out of Kentucky, Justin Lewis, the 27-year-old, takes over on the mound with 2 outs in the 7th, runner at first, and Jonathan Ornelas at the top of the order due up. 4-2 Rough Riders in his 7th inning. Lewis delivers. First pitch breaking ball. It's in there for a strike, 0-1. Line not yet finalized on Blake Walston, but very good start for him today, allowing 4 runs over 6 2/3 innings. He's responsible for Capers at first base. 0-1 pitch. Swing and a miss, and another good breaking ball, and it's 0-2. Walston with just the 1 free pass tonight. The 1 walk, and he struck out 3. Lewis, a 2-year member of the Sod Poodles. He's pitching in his 22nd game with Amarillo this year, pitching some in Reno as well in AAA. The pitch, swing and a miss, struck him out. 3 straight breaking balls, this one down in the dirt. And he strikes out Ornelas on three pitches. No runs for the Riders, no hits, no errors. One runner left on base. And we go to the bottom half of the seventh inning. It's time to stretch here in Hodgetown. 4-2, Rough Riders out in front on the Riders Baseball Network.
Wouldn't it be nice to do your banking with someone who focuses on the community as much as it does on auto loans and checking accounts? InTouch Credit Union does, and since we're based right here in Collin County, we would like to be your community financial partner. With more than 45 years of service, we've offered accounts ranging from children's savings to retirement planning, business services, and more as we work for your financial well-being. Interested? Visit itcu.org or call 1-800-337-3328. InTouch Credit Union is federally insured by the NCUA.
In baseball, a winning pitcher looks for the right balance of pitches to dominate hitters. And now, pitchers and fans alike can find the right balance at the table as well with Better Balance, the new meat alternative that's 100% plant-based deliciousness. Players don't want to give up on taste to eat healthier. That's one reason why we created Better Balance, to provide healthy and tasty options that both vegetarians and carnivores will love. Try Better Balance now at the ballpark and soon at better retailers nearby. Better Balance. Nutritious. Delicious. Delightful.
Hey fans, Victor Rojas, Frisco Rough Riders General Manager here, reminding you that we can provide you the best night for you and your groups at Riders Field. Whether it's a fun night out with some friends or a company outing, spend your night with us for some great food and baseball. Don't miss your opportunity. Call 972-334-1993 or visit us online at ridersbaseball.com to learn more about all of our offers and flexible payment methods. Never miss a second of the excitement of Riders Baseball. Let's ride!
Stretch time is over. Back to the action. To the bottom of the seventh on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Bottom half of the seventh inning. 4-2. Frisco out in front of Amarillo in the top of the order. Due up against Josh Smith. It's Jorge Barroso who starts things off. And the first pitch on the way. Catches the outside corner, and it's 0-1 to the switch hitting center fielder. 1-for-3 tonight with a single back in the third. 4 runs, 7 hits, no errors for the Rough Riders. Smith from the stretch. He delivers in the 0-1. Catches on the upper edge, outside corner for a strike, and it's 0-2. And 2 runs, 6 hits, and no errors for Amarillo tonight. Rough Riders scoring first with 3 runs in the second inning. And a solo home run from Justin Foskey in the sixth, providing all their offense tonight. Smith readies in the 0-2 pitch. Just high with a fastball, and the count goes to 1-2. Rough Riders do have action in their bullpen as Kevin Gowdy is loosening. We'll see how long Smith goes in this inning. Stretch by the left-hander, and the offering home is fouled straight back. Still 1-2. Sun's starting to set here in Amarillo. The Texas Panhandle for the final time this year. First game of 6. Here's the stretch from Smith. And the 1-2. High, and it's 2-2. A lovely smell of cow manure drifting through this ballpark. A lot of cows here in this area. Sometimes when the wind blows a certain way, it'll kind of waft through the ballpark. Smith ready from the stretch, the 2-2. Chopper at third base side, backhanded stop at third. Ornelas, a long throw, skipped across the grass in time at first. Nice play by Ornelas. A long hop along the grass right to Chavez, who fielded it like he was fielding a ground ball. And there's one out. Smart play on a long throw. Just one long hop across to Chavez. Jared Gettert out of the Riders' dugout, and he's going to take the ball from Josh Smith. We'll see Kevin Gowdy with one out here in the bottom of the seventh inning. Smith did his job, wonderful job as well, getting out of the bases loaded, nobody out, jam, only allowing one run last inning. Kevin Gowdy takes over the mound when we come back on the Riders Baseball Network.
Hey, fans, Victor Rojas, Frisco Rough Riders General Manager here, reminding you that Wednesdays at Riders Field are dedicated to the legends of Texas baseball lore. Join us at the ballpark every Wednesday home game throughout the 2022 season to be in the presence of some of the best of Texas baseball, featuring appearances from Hall of Famers Eric Nadell and Ferguson Jenkins, legendary catcher Jim Sundberg, Mr. Ranger Tom Grieve, and more. More information can be found at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride!
CoServe is proud to be the official electricity provider of the Frisco Rough Riders. Serving thousands of homes and businesses in Collin County and the surrounding area, CoServe is not just your power company, we're also a part of your community. We take pride in supporting local schools, nonprofits, and first responders, and even more pride in supplying you with safe and reliable energy. The Frisco Rough Riders are powered by CoServe, your local electric cooperative and gas provider. Check out the impact we're having in your area at www.coserve.com/community.
Let's get back to the game on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Kevin Gowdy getting his warm-up tosses in out on the mound. That gives us some time to tell you a little bit about him. So he'll face Jordan Lawler with one out in the seventh inning. Rough Riders leading 4-2. Gowdy, the 24-year-old, 6'4", 205, out of Santa Barbara, California. Drafted by the Philadelphia Phillies in the second round in 2016 out of Santa Barbara High School, where he was committed to UCLA. He came over to the Rough Riders, or I should say the Rangers organization, in the Kyle Gibson deal last year with the Phillies that sent former Rough Rider Hans Kraus to the Phillies organization as well, where he eventually made his big league debut last year. Kevin Gowdy has had a tough season at times this year, but he's shown some good stuff lately. 0-3 and 9.28 ERA this year. First pitch. Lawler takes high, the fastball, and it's one ball and no strikes. Lawler 0-3 with an RBI on a fielder's choice in his home debut here in Amarillo. 1-0 pitch on the way. Swing and a miss, blew a fastball by him, and it's 1-1. Gowdy has thrown three straight scoreless outings. Combined over those outings, he's thrown four innings. He rocks back in the 1-1 pitch. Top of the zone with a strike. And it's one ball and two strikes on Lawler. Playing his sixth game in Amarillo. And his fourth different team this year. Fourth different level. 1-2. Off the outside corner. Misses with a slider. And it's two balls and two strikes. Gowdy has seen that ERA tumble about a run and a half in his last couple outings. See that ERA keep plummeting down. He's pitched really well. The 2-2. Lawler swings and misses for strike three. Got him with the slider down low, and Kevin Gowdy strikes out Lawler for the second out. First K for Gowdy and the first man he faces on a good slider leaking low of the zone. The big man, Leandro Cedeno, stands in now with his 29 home runs to lead the entire Texas League. On a map for the seventh, 4-2 Rough Riders. First pitch. Low off the outside corner, and it's one ball and no strikes. Cedeno 0-2, a walk and a run scored back in the sixth. 1-0. Slider clips the outside corner for a strike, 1-1. Probably see Gowdy finish out this inning and then maybe pitch the eighth. See who comes out for the ninth, depending on the situation as well. Gowdy's 1-1. Off the outside corner and low with a slider, and it's 2-1. Good opportunity for the Riders to take this first game and go to 8-5 on the year against Amarillo. And that matters because if these two finish tied, the first tiebreaker is head-to-head for the playoffs. 2-1. Cedeno swings and misses at a 94-mile-an-hour fastball, and it's 2-2. Rough Riders currently tied with Midland atop the division. Midland losing 5-0 to Arkansas, so the Riders with a win tonight. And a Midland loss can take sole possession of first place. 2-2. Chopper foul near the on-deck circle on the left side where Tristan English waits, and it's still two balls, two strikes. Really good opportunity tonight. After tonight, there'll be 17 games remaining in the 2022 season. Gowdy has his sign. And the right-hander rocks back. The 2-2 pitch on the way. Rip and a miss. He got him for strike three. Kevin Gowdy comes in and strikes out both men he faces in the seventh. No runs, hits, errors, nobody left on base. Top eight coming up. Rough Riders a 4-2 advantage on the Riders Baseball Network.
Are back-to-school supplies showing up a little too early on the shelves?
Ornelas on his way home, and he scores!
Not ready to give up the long ball?
Back to the warning track at the wall. It's gone!
Way out of here and gone!
Don't want the strikeouts to end?
Swing and a miss. He struck him out with a curveball.
Then head to RidersBaseball.com and order your tickets today before the summer's long gone. Let's ride.
That ball's long gone!
Baseball managers build balance in their lineup with the right combination of power and finesse to field a winning team. Fans can find balance on the plate with Better Balance, the new meat alternative that's 100% plant-based deliciousness. No one wants to give up on taste to eat healthier. That's one reason why we created Better Balance, to provide healthy and tasty options that both vegetarians and carnivores will love. Try Better Balance now at the ballpark and soon at better retailers nearby. Better Balance, nutritious, delicious, delightful.
Hey fans, Victor Rojas, Frisco Rough Riders General Manager here, reminding you that Wednesdays at Riders Field are dedicated to the legends of Texas baseball lore. Join us at the ballpark every Wednesday home game throughout the 2022 season to be in the presence of some of the best of Texas baseball, featuring appearances from Hall of Famers Eric Nadell and Ferguson Jenkins, legendary catcher Jim Sundberg, Mr. Ranger Tom Grieve, and more. More information can be found at RidersBaseball.com. Let's ride!
Let's head back out to the ballpark on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Top half of the eighth inning, it's 4-2. Rough Riders out in front, and they'll face a new pitcher. Brent Teller takes over for Amarillo. Justin Lewis just threw three pitches to get the final out of the seventh. And now Aaron Zavala will lead things off in the two spot for the Rough Riders against the right-hander Teller. First pitch on the way. Zavala takes a letter-high strike on the outside corner. And it's 0-1. Well, for 3-9 for Zavala in the two spot today. Teller, the 25-year-old out of Sacred Heart University, the pitch. Clips the outside corner for a strike again. It's 0-2. Miami, Florida native. Pitching in his 13th game with Amarillo, 3-0, a 4.30 ERA. 29 in the third innings, 32 strikeouts to 18 walks. Here's the stretch by the right-hander. And the pitch in, high off the outside corner. Zavala takes. One ball, two strikes. Rough Riders haven't scored since the sixth. The pitch. Zavala lashes it the opposite way, down the left field line, and foul. Just couldn't keep it fair. Tailing the opposite way. Still one ball, two strikes. Brent Teller, the right-hander, wears glasses underneath the brim of his ball cap. Signed by the Diamondbacks to a minor league contract on May 31st of this year. Playing independent ball for the Lancaster Barnstormers. 1-2. Low off the outside corner. It's now two balls, two strikes. The Atlantic League and got signed by the Diamondbacks. Two ball, two strike pitch. Fouled away, left side. Still 2-2. With Sacred Heart, went undrafted. 4.64 ERA and 50 games in his career, 31 starts at Sacred Heart University. Pins the ball behind his back, looks in for his sign, he's ready. And the 2-2 again to Zavala. Hard ground ball to the right side, under the glove, but diving Tristan English, the first baseman, and it's into right field. Aaron Zavala picks up a hit and extends his hitting streak to 7 games with the Rough Riders. single through the right side. Justin Foscue makes his way to the plate now. Aaron Zavala continues to hit. 21 for 53 now with the Rough Riders. Justin Foscue climbs in after a solo homer 422 feet to left center in the sixth. First pitch, outside corner for a strike, and it's 0-1. We mentioned that the first inning that Foscue came into this series in June, really looking for a power explosion in this ballpark, and he did. 450-foot home run down the left field line. The 0-1. He swings, pops it sky high on the infield. Blaze Alexander, the third baseman, called off by Lawler, the shortstop. 20-year-old makes the catch. One out, and here's Blaine Crim. So Foscue with now five home runs of his 11 this season against the Sod Poodles. Blaine Crim, 1-for-3 tonight. A single the opposite way at 105 off the bat in the sixth inning. Teller from the stretch. And the pitch home. Breaking ball hit high in the air out to shallow left field towards the line. Diaz coming in, and he's under it. Squeezes for the second out. Three pitches after the single. Two outs. And here's Luis Angel Acuna. 4-2, Rough Riders lead it, top of the eighth inning. Acuna 2-for-3. Double and a run scored in the second, and a single in the sixth inning. Acuna with the front ankle off the ground as the pitch is high and gets all the way back to the backstop. Zavala takes second easily on the wild pitch. Now runner in scoring position for the Rough Riders. They would love a little bit of insurance. Two runs doesn't seem like a very big lead here in this park. As well as Rough Riders have pitched tonight. Kevin Gowdy will be coming out for the bottom of the eighth inning as nobody is loosening in the Rough Riders bullpen. And he pitched really well, striking out both batters he saw in the seventh. Pitch into Acuna. Chopper. Up the middle, the second baseman, Tawa, backhands, throws to first, got him. Nice play by Tim Tawa, and the side comes to a close in the eighth. No runs, a hit, no errors, a runner left on. Bottom eight coming up. Kevin Gowdy back to the mound. Rough Riders leading 4-2 on the Riders Baseball Network.
This week!
Did you get to work on time?
Yeah, but I just realized it's Sunday.
Little Sweet says head on home. Dr. Pepper's on its way. So sweet, unique. Baby, there's nothing better. I bet you've probably done something that deserves a Dr. Pepper. Did you invest your nest egg in an NFT?
Yeah, and I don't even know what that is.
It's a non-fungible token.
Everyone's on something that deserves a Dr. Pepper.
Make the family trip to Riders Field worthwhile with the A&W Family Fun Sunday Pack. Along with Kids Sunday Funday at Riders Field, order your A&W Family Fun Sunday Pack to get four tickets to a Frisco Rough Riders Sunday home game, as well as an A&W Family Fun Root Beer Float Kit.
Deep down the left field line, forget it. Way out of here.
Choose your four seats between home plate or lawn seating, starting at $48. Get yours today at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride.
On Friday and Saturday nights, the stars won't be the only thing big and bright in North Texas. Join the Rough Riders for Firework Fridays and Skylit Saturdays. Along with baseball, the Riders will set off an incredible fireworks display after the game that fans of all ages can enjoy. Come join us for all the explosive fun.
Back of the wall, goodbye!
For tickets and information, visit ridersbaseball.com or call 972-334-1993. Let's ride!
You're listening to the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Kevin Gowdy back to the mound as we go to the bottom of the eighth inning. It's 4-2, Frisco out in front. And Gowdy, after striking out the lone two he saw in the seventh, faces Tristan English in the cleanup spot to lead things off. Wind back in the first pitch. Misses low and away, and it's one ball and no strikes. English 1-for-3 today. Gowdy, the right-hander facing the right-hander. He winds back and deals. Just off the outside corner, miss with a slider, two balls and no strikes. And this is an extremely important inning. Rough Riders with just that two-run lead. Gowdy facing 4, 5, and 6 in the order. Two ball, no strike pitch. Top of the zone, outside corner for a strike, and it's 2-1. Gowdy back on the third base side of the rubber, squares his shoulders to the third base dugout. And the 2-1. Outside corner for a strike with a fastball, and it's two balls and two strikes. Perfectly located pitch by Gowdy. Man, he has looked really good recently. Gowdy winds back in the 2-2. Swing and a miss. He struck him out. Kevin Gowdy goes to the slider and gets him off the outside corner. Three batters faced. Three strikeouts for the right-hander. 4-2 Rough Riders, bottom eight. How about Kevin Gowdy? That's now five straight scoreless innings over his last four outings with the Rough Riders. Blaze Alexander stands in. He has yet to be retired tonight. 2-for-2, two singles and a hit by pitch. First toss. Swing and a miss. Good slider low and away, and it's 0-1. This is the Kevin Gowdy that we have been waiting to see. Attacking you with a fastball, the low 90s fastball, and that good slider biting away. He rocks in the 0-1. Fastball low and outside at 95 miles an hour, and it's one ball and one strike. Man, we haven't seen that good of a fastball in a while from Gowdy. He's really feeling it tonight. He looks in for his sign. Back into his windup, and the 1-1 pitch on the way. Low and away to Alexander on the slider, and it's two balls and one strike. Gowdy will throw a splitter as well, though not as often. The splitter was replacing the changeup after his Tommy John surgery he had back in 2019. 2-1. Swing and a miss, 2-2. Another good fastball riding at 94 miles an hour. Man, we've been waiting for this, Kevin Gowdy. This is great. And Grant Wolfram has started to warm up in the Rough Riders bullpen. Frisco leading 4-2. One out, bases clear. The 2-2. Swing and a miss. He struck him out with the slider. Kevin Gowdy has struck out all four he's seen. Two outs in the eighth inning. Oh, baby. You can't help but feel amazing for Kevin Gowdy. One of the most positive guys every single day. And he is pitching wonderfully right now. Eduardo Diaz, first pitch. Weak wave and a miss off the outside corner with a fastball, and it's 0-1. And he is making Amarillo batters look foolish right now. With the fastball, with the slider. I mean, you don't see a weak wave like that with a fastball very often. He issues in the 0-1. Slider low and away. And it's one ball and one strike. And even that was a quality miss. Gowdy with the stirrups. Toes the rubber from the third base side. He rocks back, issues in the 1-1. Just high with a 95-mile-an-hour heater. And it's two balls and one strike. Now you have to like how things are shaping up for the Rough Riders bullpen given how Kevin Gowdy's throwing tonight. Jack Leiter went 5. Smith, 1 1/3. Gowdy looking to finish things off in the 8th. The pitch, swing and a miss on a slider. Two balls and two strikes. Not only has Kevin Gowdy struck out 4, there has been one bit of contact against him, a foul ball, so far tonight. He winds back here in the 2-2, low and away with a slider. And the count goes to 3-2. Gowdy trying to finish off the inning. Trying to strike out all 5 he's seen. He winds back. The payoff. Chopper foul left side. And it's still 3 balls, 2 strikes. That's only the second ball that has been contacted by hitters. against Kevin Gowdy, and this is the fifth man he's faced. Gowdy looks in for his sign. Winds back in the payoff. Oh, it's low and away, ball four. He missed him. So a walk for Eduardo Diaz, and the tying run comes to the plate in Robbie Enriquez. And Jared Gettert's going to let him go. Capers says, or he says to Capers, go out and talk to him. Give Grant Wolfram a little bit more time. Wolfram continuing to loosen in the Riders' bullpen. So five batters faced for Gowdy, four strikeouts and a walk. Dominant stuff. And now here comes Jared Gettert. So Gettert going to come out of the Riders' dugout and get Grant Wolfram looking to come in for the four-out save. Beautiful sunset here in Amarillo, and the Rough Riders hoping the sun sets on Amarillo tonight. 4-2, Rough Riders out in front, runner at first, and Wolfram comes in here in the eighth inning. We'll step aside, be right back on the Riders Baseball Network.
Baseball requires balance at the plate and on the plate to win. That's why winning players choose Better Balance, the new meat alternative that's 100% plant-based deliciousness. Players don't want to give up on taste to eat healthier. That's one reason why we created Better Balance, to provide healthy and tasty options that both vegetarians and carnivores will love. Try Better Balance now at the ballpark and soon at better retailers nearby. Better Balance. Nutritious. Delicious. Delightful.
Start your weekend early at Riders Field. New this season, celebrate Thirsty Thursday with the Blue Norther Hard Seltzer Rowdy at the River. $25 gets you general admission into a Riders Thursday home game and into the biggest Lazy River party in baseball. Enjoy a live DJ, $2 domestic drafts, and $2 Blue Norther Hard Seltzers, and the best view of the ball game.
Splash into the Lazy River.
All for just $25. Visit ridersbaseball.com for more info today. Let's ride.
Are back-to-school supplies showing up a little too early on the shelves?
Ornelas on his way home, and he scores!
Not ready to give up the long ball?
Back to the warning track at the wall. It's gone!
Way out of here and gone!
Don't want the strikeouts to end?
Swing and a miss. He struck him out with a curveball.
Then head to RidersBaseball.com and order your tickets today before the summer's long gone. Let's ride.
That ball's long gone!
Let's head back out to the ballpark on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Gorgeous skies here in Amarillo. Turning a beautiful orange with clouds all around us. Almost indescribable cotton candy skies here in Amarillo. Runner aboard in the bottom half of the eighth inning. 4-2 Rough Riders. Robbie Enriquez hits against Grant Wolfram. And the left-hander's first pitch. Outside corner called a strike, and it's 0-1. So Kevin Gowdy removed here in the eighth inning. He's responsible for the man at first, Eduardo Diaz, who drew a walk against him. Grant Wolfram has been one of the most consistent Rough Riders relievers recently. 0-1 pitch. High off the outside corner, and it's one ball and one strike. And he comes in a big spot. Tying run at the plate in Enriquez. Here's the left-hander from the stretch in the 1-1. Breaking ball called a strike. That's a beautiful slider on the outside corner, 1-2. McGowdy struck out four of the five batters he saw, walking the last man. Wolfram ready. The 1-2 pitch on the way. Low in the dirt, Capers blocks, but it scoots away from him out towards the mound, and that allows Diaz to move up to second. Runner in scoring position now, 2-2 on Enriquez. Capers ran after it, slid down on his knees, barehanded it, but he didn't unleash a throw to second as Diaz was almost there. Enriquez in a big spot. 2-2 pitch on the way. High and inside, it hit him right in the back. A 94-mile-an-hour heater on the upper inside part of the back. And Enriquez down to first after a hit-by-pitch. Tim Tawa to the plate. He's 0 for 2. Got him on the right shoulder blade. No runners at first and second for Tim Tawa. Runners at first and second. Wolfram ready from the stretch. He delivers home to Tawa. Just a little bit high and outside, and it's 1-0. 4-2, Frisco out in front, bottom half of the eighth inning. Exciting baseball down the stretch, as you might expect here in Amarillo. Wolfram readies in the 1-0 pitch. High again, 2 balls, no strikes, barely missing the top shelf of the zone. Wolfram with a couple well-placed fastballs that he didn't get the call from Isaiah Zbarba. Left-hander looks in for his sign. And the 2-0 pitch. Breaking ball hit on the ground, foul left side. 2 balls and 1 strike to Tawa. Tawa 0 for 2. A walk back in the sixth. He does have 4 home runs this season. High towering fly ball into shallow right field. Foscue out. The second baseman still going. Slides. Can't make the catch. Diaz around third. Enriquez right behind him. We're tied at 4 here in the eighth. In the twilight skies, Aaron Zavala, the right fielder, lost it. Justin Foscue, the second baseman, had to run a country mile down the right side. Slid, and he could not make the grab. It's a 2-run double for Tim Tawa. It ties the game at 4-4 in the bottom of the eighth inning. On a high pop-up, Foscue did all he could to try and make a sliding catch in fair territory, and it was just out of his reach. An incredible effort, but it comes up just short. Tim Tawa ties the game. Here's Juan Centeno in the ninth spot. Jeff Andrews goes out, and he's going to slow things down for Wolfram. A blown save for Wolfram, 4-4, and he's trying to do what he can to make sure that it stays tied at 4-4. The Rough Riders in this top half of the ninth inning coming up will have Kellen Strom, Josh Stowers, and Franier Chavez due up. It's 6-7-8 in the order. Very quick visit for Andrews. Juan Centeno, 2-for-3 tonight. Tied at 4. Centeno with a couple opposite field singles. It's lefty-lefty. The pitch. High pop-up once again. Left side of the infield, foul territory. Capers under it, and he's called off by Ornelas. The third baseman comes in, makes the catch, and we go to the top of the ninth. We're tied at 4 after 2 runs come across for Amarillo. Top 9 coming up on the Riders Baseball Network.
Wouldn't it be nice to do your banking with someone who focuses on the community as much as it does on auto loans and checking accounts? InTouch Credit Union does, and since we're based right here in Collin County, we would like to be your community financial partner.
With more than 45 years of service, we've offered accounts ranging from children's savings to retirement planning, business services, and more as we work for your financial well-being. Interested? Visit itcu.org or call 1-800-337-3328. In Touch Credit Union is federally insured by the NCUA.
Hey fans, do you know your Mud Hens from your Trash Pandas? Then play Minor League Rundown, the official free-to-play game of Minor League Baseball, and compete for tickets and game day experiences. Rundown is made for masters of ballpark trivia. Playing is free and easy on any mobile device. Just head on over to www.ballyplay.com to sign up and play. Return for each open round to vie for more prizes, including the grand prize, to attend Championship Weekend in Las Vegas this October. It's never been this fun to get caught in a rundown.
CoServe is proud to be the official electricity provider of the Frisco Rough Riders. Serving thousands of homes and businesses in Collin County and the surrounding area, CoServe is not just your power company, we're also a part of your community. We take pride in supporting local schools, nonprofits, and first responders, and even more pride in supplying you with safe and reliable energy. The Frisco Rough Riders are powered by CoServe, your local electric cooperative and gas provider. Check out the impact we're having in your area at www.coserve.com/community.
You're listening to the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Well, crazy stuff happens in Hodgetown, and it just happened again. Two runs in the bottom half of the eighth inning for Amarillo to tie the game as they come back from down 4-1 to tie it at 4-4. A two-run double by Tim Tawa, blooped down the right field line. And we are all knotted up at 4-4. Kellen Strom to lead things off against Blake Rogers, the new right-hander on the mound for Amarillo. In the top of the ninth inning, it's Strom, Stowers, Chavez, 6-7-8 in the Rough Riders order. Rogers, the right-hander, delivers. Low and away, and it's one ball and no strikes. Well, Rogers is nasty. A really good right-hander, 28 years old. He kicks and fires. Swing and a miss and a good pitch. Down low and inside. The changeup. And the count goes to one ball and one strike. The pitch is grounded foul left side. It's 1-2. Strom 1-for-3 tonight with a ground rule RBI double in the second. Grounded into a double play in the sixth. Rogers, a former 37th round draft pick out of Oklahoma by the Padres in 2015. He fires in the 1-2. Swing and a miss, got him. In the dirt off the outside corner, Centeno picks, steps outside, and fires down to first to complete the strikeout. The first strikeout for Rogers is the first down in the ninth inning, and here's Josh Stowers. Rogers has pitched in three consecutive years here in Amarillo, once with the Padres organization, twice with the Diamondbacks organization. First toss. Swing and a miss, 0-1. Blew a fastball by him. Stowers 0-for-3 tonight. And the 0-1 pitch to the center fielder. High and away. Fastball misses, and it's one ball and one strike. This season, 41 appearances, including tonight for Rogers, a 3.72 ERA. The toss is low and outside. Two balls and one strike. We're tied at four, top of the ninth inning. Here's Rogers with a 2-1. Fouled away. Lipped over the netting right side. And it's two balls and two strikes. Rough Riders still out hitting Amarillo 8-7, but tied at four. Rogers, 57 strikeouts in 46 innings. The 2-2 cut on and missed for strike three. Fastball right by him at 95. Two outs. Here's Freynier Chavez. This is the opener of a six-game series. First pitch home to Chavez. The switch hitter takes a strike on the outside corner. And it's 0-1. Batting from the left side of the plate for the first time. 0-1. Off the outside corner.
One ball and one strike. Chavez into the back of the box. The 1-1 pitch. Down low and inside. And it's two balls and one strike. Rough Riders looking for a base runner. 2-1 toss. Swing and a miss. Got a slider elevated but ripped through it, and it's 2-2. Top of the ninth inning, tied at 4. In the bottom of the ninth, it'll be the top of the order for Amarillo. 2-2. Inside, misses, 3-2. Two outs, bases clear. Nine-hole hitting Scott Capers on deck. 3-2 pitch. Fouled straight back. Still 3-2. The Rogers does not mess around. He comes right after you. Really good fastball. Good pace as well. He's ready from the stretch. Payoff pitch on the way. Fouled back again. Still 3-2. Rough Riders led 4-1 in the top of the sixth inning. Amarillo with a run in the bottom of the sixth and two in the eighth to tie it. We're in the top of the ninth. Three, two pitch. Ground ball foul. Right side of the infield, still 3-2. Quick congratulations to former Rough Rider Bubba Thompson, who had his first big league homer tonight with the Rangers. Hopefully the first of many for Bubba. Really one of the good guys in this sport. Really happy for him. Rogers the 3-2. Down low and inside, ball four. There's the base runner the Rough Riders needed. A runner at first, and here's Scott Capers. Two out walk. Capers in from the right side. The pitch. Outside corner for a strike, 0-1. Rogers looks over at first. He's ready from the stretch. And the 0-1 pitch on the way to Capers. Swing and a miss. 0-2. Tie ball game at 4-4, top of the ninth. Chavez leads from first. Here's the right-hander's 0-2. Capers swings, cues it foul off the end of the bat. First base side, and it's still no balls and two strikes. Chad Comer has it, flips it into the dugout. Rough Riders first base coach. Oh and two on Scott Capers. Ornelas on deck at the top of the card. Rogers kicks it in. There's a fly ball down the left field line and foul. And it's still 0-2. You put one in the gap, Chavez can really run. Left center is not a deep gap. Right center is. That's Triple's alley, and there's a funky corner in right, where Chavez may be able to score if Capers can go the opposite way. Rogers from the stretch. And the 0-2 pitch. Blowing away in the dirt. Blocked. And it's one ball and two strikes. Great play by Centeno. The catcher on his knees to his right side, keeping it in front. And a huge block as that keeps the go-ahead run at first base and not in scoring position. Rogers ready from the stretch. Feet close together. Middle of the slab. The 1-2. Capers fouls it off. Back behind home. He stays alive. Still three balls, two strikes. Make it one ball and two strikes. Beg your pardon. Capers takes a practice swing. The right side of the batter's box and stands back in. Right on right. It's been a good battle so far. This will be the seventh pitch. Rogers brings it in. Fouled away. Over our heads down the right field line. It's still One ball and two strikes. We'll try an eighth pitch. Rogers peers over at Chavez, taking his lead from first. And he kicks it home. Runner takes off. There's a fly ball down the left field line. Hit well. Diaz to the warning track. He's at the wall. And he makes the catch. Oh, Capers just missed a two-run homer. Oh, it's 325 down that left field line. You thought he might have a chance to get out. And it just came up short. We go to the bottom of the ninth. Tied at four. And Grant Wolfram back to the hill. We'll be back on the Riders Baseball Network.
Rough Riders Baseball is brought to you by Olson, a full-service engineering and design firm with a strong presence in the Dallas-Fort Worth metro area. Olson's work enhances our communities by making them more sustainable, better connected, and more efficient. Simply put, Olson aims to make the world a better place for future generations to enjoy. Learn more about Olson's work in Texas and across the United States at olson.com. Olson, engineering solutions that improve Texas communities.
Hi, I'm Dennis Jenkins. Did you know that ABC Home and Commercial Services offers not only pest control services, but also lawn care and maintenance, irrigation, landscaping, plumbing, heating and air conditioning, handyman services, and pool services? ABC's been serving Texas for over 70 years. Find us on the web at goanteater.com. At ABC, it's not just about what we do, it's also about who we are.
ABC Home and Commercial Services.
Hey, Riders fans. Looking for help cleaning your home or business? From exterior building pressure washing to sidewalk pressure washing and even high-rise window cleaning, the pressure washing professionals at Ecolux Texas can clean almost anything. With Ecolux, you can always count on friendly service and amazing results that keep your property clean and shining like new. For more information, please visit EcoluxTX.com or call 972-439-0137 for a free estimate today.
Last chance. We've hit the bottom of the ninth on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Grant Wolfram takes the mound once again as we go to the bottom of the ninth inning. Tied at four. Rough Riders and Sod Poodles here in Hodgetown. It's been a heck of an opener to this series. If this is the opening act, what else does this series have in store? Wolfram ready from the stretch, facing the top of the order. Here's Jorge Barrosa, and the first pitch. Barrosa takes a letter high, just a little bit too high, and it's one ball and no strikes. And Wolfram's behind in the count. Barrosa had the walk-off homer in June here against the Rough Riders. That was as a lefty, though. The switch hitter from the right side, the pitch. Breaking ball is low off the outside corner, and it's two balls and no strikes. The Sod Poodles with a two-run double in the bottom of the eighth inning to tie this game at 4-4. That's how we got to this point, as the Rough Riders one time led 4-1. 2-0. Down low and inside, it's three balls and no strikes. Wolfram trying to get back into the count. Nobody loosening in the Rough Riders' bullpen. This is Wolfram's game. 3-0 pitch on the way. Strike at the bottom of the zone, just caught the knees, and it's 3-1. 95-mile-an-hour fastball from Wolfram. He's ready from the stretch. 3-1 pitch on the way to Barrosa. Strike two on the inside corner. Another fastball, 3-2. Right back into it. Jordan Lawler is on deck. Tied at four, bottom of the ninth inning. Payoff pitch on the way. Fouled away right side. Still three balls, two strikes. If we go to extra innings, it'll be Scott Capers who will start at second base for the Rough Riders. It'll be the top of the order due up. Wolfram trying to send it there. Here's the 3-2 pitch. Fouled back. Still three balls and two strikes.
This has been an incredible baseball game. Jack Leiter getting the start. He went five innings, allowing just two runs, striking out five. Stretch from Wolfram. 3-2. Down low and inside for ball four. Missed with a slider, and the winning run is at first base. Barossa stole five bases last week in Corpus Christi. He has 17 on the year. Do they dare send him with Jordan Lawler making his way to the plate? He's making his home debut. Lawler, the number three prospect in the Diamondbacks organization, just 20 years old. Left-hander from the stretch and the first pitch. Lawler takes low, one ball, no strikes. He's 0 for 4 tonight with an RBI on a fielder's choice. And time called, Caper's going to go out and chat with Wolfram. Lawler, if you're wondering, does have power, though not extraordinary. He has 12 home runs this year. And the Rough Riders will get Ty Tiedemann loosing in their bullpen as Wolfram is getting a talking to from Capers. Lawler has 12 home runs. A majority of them came at the low A level, nine of them in his 44 games. He hit three homers in 30 games in Hillsboro in the Northwest League in high A. Playing in his sixth game in double A tonight. A runner at first. Nobody out here in the bottom of the ninth, tied at four. Meeting on the mound over, and the 1-0 pitch on the way. Low, and it's 2-0. Lawler in a fastball count. Barossa, with great speed, takes his lead from first. The pitch, fouled back. Two balls and one strike. Vicious hack from Lawler. Rough Riders out hitting Amarillo 8-7, but tied at four. As Tiedemann loosens, you wonder how many more batters Wolfram will go. The 2-1 pitch to Lawler. Inside, 3-1. A pivotal pitch. Coming up with nobody out. Wolfram stretches, and the 3-1 on the way. A line drive down the right field line. Zavala coming over, makes the catch. Barossa back to first, and there's one away. Off the bat, it looked scary down the right field line, but Zavala read it perfectly off the bat, got a great first step, and was able to flag it down. Massive first out. Here's the dangerous one in Leandro Cedeno, who leads the Texas League with 29 homers this year and 90 runs batted in. And Jared Gettert's going to stick with Grant Wolfram. The left-hander against the right-handed batter. Stretched by Wolfie in the first pitch. Down low, skips away back to the backstop. Barossa up to second, and he stops right there. And now you have the RBI leader in the Texas League with a runner at second and one out here in the ninth. One ball and no strikes. 14 of his 29 homers have come here at home, but just under half. Cedeno back in from the right side, the 24-year-old out of Venezuela. And they're going to put him on intentionally. So after the wild pitch, an intentional walk to set up the double play ball. They put him at first, and Tristan English makes his way to the plate. Here comes Jared Gettert, and he's going to go get Grant Wolfram. So Ty Tiedemann will come out of the Rough Riders bullpen. Here in the bottom of the ninth inning, 4-4 ball game, and runners at first and second with one out. We'll get a pinch runner at first as well, as Nick D'Alessandro will come out and run for Cedeno. Ty Tiedemann out of the pen when we come back here on the Riders Baseball Network.
Baseball requires balance at the plate and on the plate to win. That's why winning players choose Better Balance, the new meat alternative that's 100% plant-based deliciousness. Players don't want to give up on taste to eat healthier. That's one reason why we created Better Balance, to provide healthy and tasty options that both vegetarians and carnivores will love. Try Better Balance now at the ballpark and soon at better retailers nearby. Better Balance. Nutritious. Delicious. Delightful.
Start your weekend early at Riders Field. New this season, celebrate Thirsty Thursday with the Blue Norther Hard Seltzer Rowdy at the River. $25 gets you general admission into a Riders Thursday home game and into the biggest Lazy River party in baseball. Enjoy a live DJ, $2 domestic drafts, and $2 Blue Norther Hard Seltzers, and the best view of the ball game.
Splash into the Lazy River.
All for just $25. Visit ridersbaseball.com for more info today. Let's ride.
Are back-to-school supplies showing up a little too early on the shelves?
Ornelas on his way home, and he scores!
Not ready to give up the long ball?
Back to the warning track at the wall. It's gone!
Way out of here and gone!
Don't want the strikeouts to end?
Swing and a miss. He struck him out with a curveball.
Then head to RidersBaseball.com and order your tickets today before the summer's long gone. Let's ride.
That ball's long gone!
Let's head back out to the ballpark on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
So Ty Tiedemann comes out of the bullpen for the Rough Riders. Bottom half of the ninth inning, one out. Runners at first and second. Nick D'Alessandro pinch runs for Leandro Cedeno at first, and here's Tristan English. They get the right-on-right matchup. Tiedemann, a ground ball specialist, would love to get one right here and send us to extras. First pitch to English. Just low of the zone with a slider, and it's one ball and no strikes. You think, why pinch run with D'Alessandro? He doesn't matter. You get a little bit more speed at first base, and you could possibly stay out of a double play that way. Here's the stretch in the 1-0. English swings, drills it down the left field line, over Kellen Strom off the wall. Barossa around third. He comes in to score, and the Sod Poodles win it on a walk-off single by Tristan English. 5-4 the final in Amarillo as they take the opener here in Hodgetown. On the second pitch to Tristan English, he roped a ball off the wall in left field, and it's a 5-4 come-from-behind victory for Amarillo in the opener of this six-game series. A Rough Riders fall, and we'll be back to break it down after this here on the Riders Baseball Network.
CoServe is proud to be the official electricity provider of the Frisco Rough Riders. Serving thousands of homes and businesses in Collin County and the surrounding area, CoServe is not just your power company, we're also a part of your community. We take pride in supporting local schools, nonprofits, and first responders, and even more pride in supplying you with safe and reliable energy. The Frisco Rough Riders are powered by CoServe, your local electric cooperative and gas provider. Check out the impact we're having in your area at www.coserve.com/community.
At Primrose Schools, a child's first years are our first priority. From infants to 5 years, high-quality early learning education and care means health and safety always come first. In classrooms with low student-to-teacher ratios and a thoughtful balance of play and structure, guided by teachers who nurture your child's natural curiosity, inspiring a lifelong love of learning. Visit primroseschools.com/DFW to schedule your tour today.
If you're suffering from knee or hip arthritis, the resulting pain can keep you from activities you love. Mako Smart Robotics is an innovative solution for many suffering from arthritis. Mako uses 3D CT-based planning software so your surgeon can know more about your anatomy to create a personalized joint replacement surgical plan, helping you get back to the things you love quicker, like rooting on your favorite hometown team. Learn more at makosmartrobotics.com. All surgery carries risk. See your orthopedic surgeon to discuss your potential benefits and risks. Not all patients will have the same postoperative recovery and activity level. Individual results vary.
Strike three called. This one's over.
The game is over, but we're not done yet. Post-game coverage on the Rough Riders Baseball Network starts right now.
Rough Riders fall in walk-off fashion, 5-4, the final score tonight. And Frisco
They dropped the first one here in Amarillo. A walk-off double, or walk-off single, I should say, by Tristan English. Scoring Jorge Barroza from second. And Frisco falls for the second time in walk-off fashion here in Hodgetown. Losing pitcher Ty Tiedemann. Winning pitcher Blake Rogers for Amarillo. Final line scores for both teams. 5 runs on 8 hits, no errors, 8 left on base for Amarillo. Rough Riders, 4 runs, 8 hits, no errors, 5 left on base on their side of things. As the Rough Riders, unfortunately, do fall in this game, as it was a very well-played game to begin with. The Rough Riders got on the scoreboard with 3 runs in the second against Blake Walston, the starter, on 3 doubles and a single. Luis Angel Acuna double. Kellen Strom then doubled him in. Ranger Chavez, 2 batters later, an RBI double. And Scott Capers, an RBI single to make it 3-0. Amarillo got on the scoreboard in the third on an RBI fielder's choice by Jordan Lawler, but the Rough Riders tacked on in the sixth, a solo home run by Justin Foskey to make it 4-1. Well, Amarillo came back in the bottom half of the sixth inning, and they scored a run on a sacrifice fly. That was by Robbie Enriquez to make it a 2-run game. And a 2-run bloop double down the right field line in the eighth inning brought in the game's tying run, as Eduardo Diaz and Robbie Enriquez scored on the double by Tim Tawa to make it 4-4. In the bottom of the ninth inning, Jorge Barroza led it off with a walk, and 2 batters later, after Cedeno was intentionally walked, Tristan English, an RBI single off the wall in left field to walk it off, as Amarillo wins it 5-4 to start off this series. Our final game time, 2 hours and 45 minutes from Amarillo in front of 4,126 here at Hodgetown. Again, the losing pitcher, Ty Tiedemann, as he goes to, or I should say losing is Grant Wolfram. He allowed the winning run as Tiedemann came in and replaced him. I beg your pardon. And just threw the 2 pitches to Tristan English. So my apologies, Wolfram, the losing pitcher, as he goes to 3-3 on the year, and Rogers goes to 4-4 as he is the victor in today's ballgame. 5-4, our final score. We'll take a trip around the Texas League, the Rangers affiliates as well, tell you what Bubba Thompson did tonight in the big leagues, and in addition to that, we'll set up the pitching matchup for tomorrow's game between the Rough Riders and Sod Poodles. More to come on the postgame show. Riders fall 5-4. We'll return after this in the Riders Baseball Network.
In baseball, a winning pitcher looks for the right balance of pitches to dominate hitters. And now, pitchers and fans alike can find the right balance at the table as well with Better Balance, the new meat alternative that's 100% plant-based deliciousness. Players don't want to give up on taste to eat healthier. That's one reason why we created Better Balance, to provide healthy and tasty options that both vegetarians and carnivores will love. Try Better Balance now at the ballpark and soon at better retailers nearby. Better Balance. Nutritious. Delicious. Delightful.
The Frisco Rough Riders are proud to partner with Minor League Baseball and Copa de la Diversión in 2022. For 4 games this season, the Riders will take the field at Los Quesos Frisco. Grab your Copa gear at the Riders Outpost and wear it with your Riders players for 4 home games this season. More information at RidersBaseball.com. Let's ride.
Let's head back out to the ballpark on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Dodge down to put a bow on this one. Rough Riders fall in walk-off fashion 5-4 to the Amarillo Sod Poodles. Let's take you around the Texas League, look at some of the scores, and the big one that concerns the Rough Riders tonight. Midland falls to Arkansas, so that's big. They still remain in a tie with the Rockhounds atop the Texas League South. Arkansas wins it 8-0 over Midland in a rain-shortened game that finished after 6 innings of play. Elsewhere around the league, Corpus Christi a 10-0 advantage over San Antonio. That game still in the bottom half of the 5th inning at Nelson Wolf Stadium. Middle of the 7th at Tulsa. And the Drillers lead 5-3 over Northwest Arkansas in a battle of the 2 teams at the bottom in the second half of the Texas League North. While Wichita, they trail Springfield 7-3 after a 6-run 7th inning by the Cardinals at home at Hammonds Field. That's a very pivotal series for Wichita after they fell in this series to the Rough Riders 4-2 last week. Springfield hot on their trail in the second half as well. And they now are trailing by four in the bottom half of the eighth inning. As for the Texas Rangers affiliates at the big league level, congratulations to Bubba Thompson, the former Rough Rider all season last year. He had his first major league home run in tonight's game, but the Rangers do trail 3-2 to the Houston Astros. Still a congratulations to Bubba Thompson, as he is 2-for-2 tonight with that solo home run. Dane Dunning got the start. He went five innings, allowing three runs, two earned with five strikeouts. And Taylor Hearn, the former Rough Rider, is now in the game in relief. 3-2 Houston in the sixth inning. And that one being played in Arlington. As for the Rangers affiliates, we started low A. Down East currently in action hosting Fayetteville. They're in the top of the ninth inning. It's 10-4. Down East out in front. While at high A, Aberdeen hosting Hickory, and that game was postponed due to inclement weather. They'll play a doubleheader tomorrow. So we'll have two games tomorrow between Hickory and Aberdeen. And at the AAA level, Round Rock facing Oklahoma City, and it was a very tough start for Cole Wynn, the former Rough Rider, allowing six runs in the first inning to Oklahoma City. They lead 11-4 over the Express, as Cole Wynn only got two outs in the first inning, allowing those six runs, three walks and three hits, one of them a homer. And then Grant Anderson, oof, that's a tough AAA debut for Grant Anderson. He allows five runs on five hits, including a home run, but struck out four as well. Now James Jones, the former Rough Rider, in there also, and he goes 1 1/3 scoreless inning. So that's good news, but not good stuff on the pitching side of things for former Rough Riders in those first two. Josh Young is 1-for-2 in the game, though, with a hit, and so is Davis Wenzel, with an RBI on a home run that he had in that game. So really good to see Davis Wenzel picking up a homer as he tries to climb his way back from a tough start. He's hitting 211 now and has 12 home runs on the season. Set the pitching matchup for game two of the series between the Rough Riders and Sod Poodles tomorrow. Tim Brennan will go for Frisco, 6-3, a 2.76 ERA. He goes against Ross Carver, who's 1-3, an 8.02 earned run average. 6:05 first pitch time. We'll have 6:05 tomorrow, and then we'll also have 6:05 on Thursday before Friday and Saturday are 7:05 starts, and then to finish out the series, we'll have a 1:05 pitch first pitch time, I believe, to finish out the set. So a little bit interesting, kind of mixing things up on the first pitch times, but these 6 o'clock first pitch times, we're not going to complain about them. They're pretty nice, and we'll certainly take them. Rough Riders fall tonight 5-4 on a walk-off single by Tristan English in the bottom half of the ninth inning, and the Rough Riders fall to 28-23 in the second half. Amarillo now just one game back of the Rough Riders, 27-24 in the second half with 17 games left to be played in this season. Wow, we are really coming up on the end of the year, and this is crunch time here in the postseason. The series will continue, of course, but things get more difficult for the Rough Riders. Really good start for Jack Leiter tonight, going five innings, allowing two runs, five strikeouts, and one walk. He just could not get the victory, even though he left with the lead. Rough Riders fall tonight 5-4. That's going to do it for us from Hodgetown. Thanks to everybody who made this broadcast possible tonight, for our very gracious hosts here in Hodgetown, in Amarillo, and for everybody with the Frisco Rough Riders. My name is Zach Bigley, saying thanks for picking us up tonight. We'll talk to you tomorrow at 5:45 for the pregame show, 6:05 for first pitch of Game 2 between Amarillo and Frisco. But until then, have a wonderful rest of your night.
Thanks for listening to another presentation of Frisco Rough Riders Baseball on the Rough Riders Baseball Network. Special thanks to Victor Rojas, Chuck Greenberg, and the rest of the Riders front office staff for their continued support. For more information, visit ridersbaseball.com. And until next time, go Riders. Let's ride.